KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Your ex, she doesn't want to hear from you anymore.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Seven after the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program presents our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, Talk Radio Review. Jay Kirshner is with me. Jennifer is ill this week. Jennifer Horn normally would join us here for these discussions. And from time to time, we'll get talk radio hosts from other stations, some of the stations that are carrying the program, to visit with us to have their thoughts, their comments about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. This list is prepared by Talkers Magazine every week and appears on their website, talkers.com, and also at dougsteffen.com. You can go through the stories at your leisure. You can listen to this. Amazing how people, Jay Kirshner, as I said, is with me, how people, Jay, listen and they, let's say they record the program, they stop after, let's say I've gone through the top 10 or I'm going through the top 10, and at number 6, they stop. And they come up with people, I've heard from people, they sort of do their own talk show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just kind of, that's fine. Use it any way you want. This is here for you to listen and learn, if you will, and participate as well with us. How do they register or chime in on social media, Jay?
With the different top ones that are going on?
Anytime anybody's got anything to say to us that they want to share, since we don't really take telephone calls for any number of reasons, but if people want to express themselves, because since you've been here to really perk this all up, we've gotten every week hundreds of comments from people all around the country and around the world who listen to this program, because you can listen to it on CRN.com. You can hear it on TuneIn, et cetera, any number of radio stations that carry it on the iHeart channel as well. So there's input from everybody, and people, they want to be heard.
For sure. And there's no doubt about it that of all of the conversations happening this week, the biggest is gun control, gun reform, gun responsibility, the Second Amendment. That has been really the biggest hot topic of all conversations happening. And you have a lot of, you have some kind of different name calling, which we typically won't read on, we won't read that stuff on air because there's just no time for that. But there's also so much well thought, well written opinions that regardless of what your opinion is or what side of the aisle you fall on, you can't help but feel like, okay, I may have a different opinion than you do, but I respect that opinion. And you see a lot of that. There's not a lot of fighting anymore. There's a lot more respect being being given, and it's just that is so nice to see. And
that's
so
for
welcoming.
Our listeners. That's the thing
our
about
listeners,
this program.
Yes.
Yeah, our listeners are like that. Not so much with listeners to other programs or social media. I'm encountering some of this stuff because I'm on a few committees in the community that I live in Massachusetts, and there's local blogs with people who are cowards that have things to say, but they don't sign. They use phony names, or they put their names are redacted. So what good is that stuff's useless. It's a waste of time. Pay no attention to those things. Ignore them. But they're there. I suppose maybe it keeps people occupied or keeps them from doing something else. If they're acting out on social media, they're not acting out another way. So maybe there's a good that's kind of like the neck, the bottle, right? The bottleneck. And taking the cap off and letting some of the steam out. I guess that's partially what it's good for.
I always feel like, you know that saying that we tend to be, not more angry, but the people we're closest with. We do tend to let a little bit
people
of our awfulness out on the people that we trust to let our feelings out and all of that stuff. So I always think when people are just so beyond awful to other people that they've never even met on social media, how do they actually treat the real people in their lives?
Great question. Yep. Food for thought, actually, for a lot of you who might be thinking or maybe have participated in that sort of thing. All right, let's go through the stories in the People list from Talkers Magazine. At number 10 on the list, the weather around the country. That's been pretty much a conversation every week for quite a long time, actually.
Yeah. Is it considered extreme weather still when it almost seems to be the normal?
Well, the side of this that I think I brought up once or twice on our weekday program had to do with a study, and I wish I'm going to see if I can find it because I had it in front of me at one point, and I don't have it in front of me right now. But the study goes back 4 million years, and it shows the research that's been done about what the you can find out from getting into the core of the Earth what the weather was like at any time from 50,000 years to 4 million years to whatever. And apparently the weather on the planet 4 million years ago is exactly like the weather that we're experiencing right now. And hello, there was no gas. Hello, there was no combustible fossil fuel being used. And food for thought anyway. Okay, at number 9, Elon Musk, who's number 10 on the People list, and his Twitter thing. I don't know whether he spend any time. Let me just go through the stories, then we'll go back and we'll pick and choose some of the ones we want to talk a little bit about, Jay. Let's do that. Number 8 on the list is immigration and the insecure border that we have. Number 7, COVID, which is getting kind of a resurgence here and there. Not the serious stuff, but still people are getting sick with it. The war in Ukraine is number 6. The Kavanaugh incident at his home. That's a pretty bad thing. We'll talk about that. Number 5. Number 4, gun violence. Number 3, the January 6th hearing. Certainly a lot of talk about that and deserves some attention. The economy is number 2, and the primaries this past week, how some of the Republicans did unexpectedly, is that a warning to the Democrats, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. On the People list, Elon Musk is at 10. Pukin Putin is at 9. Brett Kavanaugh is at 8. Mitch McConnell, 7. Mike Pence, 6. Liz Cheney, 5. Janet Yellen, 4. Chesa Boudin, San Francisco, is number 3. Donald Trump is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. Plus, during the course of the countdown this week, we'll have a few countdown extras for you, for us to cogitate, if you will, to consider. At 13 past the hour, we get to some of the specifics about the items on the charts right after this.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. Or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance, the number 7.com.
Back on our talk radio review, a service of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm here with Jake Kirshner. Some of the stories in review, I think number four, is something that deserves a good deal of attention, Jay, as the latest. This is something as we go into the weekend. This will be discussed over the weekend along with all the other things, the points of interest. Continuing, I mean, what are we doing about the latest incident? Three were killed. One person was injured, a shooting in Maryland at a manufacturing facility. The exchange of gunfire, state troopers were there, three employees. It's called Columbia Machine. It's in Smithburg, Maryland. The sheriff's office said that the first law enforcement officer showed up on the scene, confirmed how many were dead. A state trooper who exchanged gunfire with a shooter on a road near the attack got hurt a little bit. I guess the suspect is in jail.
In custody at the hospital, yeah. Yeah, right. 23 years old, shot fellow coworkers, killed three, injured one.
It's the same damn story. A white kid angry about whatever. Did he work there? Is that what the story is? Was he fired? I'm trying to put the reasoning together for why these things happen, and oftentimes this sort of a thing in a specific place comes as a result of somebody feeling aggrieved, feeling like they, you know, all of this gun violence, you can trace it back a lot of times to somebody who's angry at a teacher in a school. They're angry at the doctor because their back doesn't get fixed the way it was supposed to, or it's just all anger, all sort of things that come from people, as I look at it, the naivete
despair
of people thinking that there's perfection. You said I was going to get better. Okay, well, I tried, but I wasn't able to fix what's wrong. Okay, I'm going to shoot you. You know, that kind of stuff. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, with the shooter being in custody, there's just something that when the shooter is killed, it's oftentimes very difficult to figure out what the motive was. Mm-hmm. Why, and especially if that shooter had no prior connection to the venue or the location or the people. And this time, this was a place he worked. These were his colleagues, his coworkers, and he is in custody. So it just feels like there is an opportunity to find out more information from the shooter themselves when they are taken into custody. And I don't know if that's enough closure to make any of this okay. It's not.
Nah.
But sometimes it just to know a why of it or what it was, it just puts more pieces of the puzzle together.
I think most of the time, in this case, by the way, the sheriff and law enforcement were right on it. The state trooper, this is an example of, from what I can tell anyway, looking this over, of the police doing what they were supposed to, which is what we expect. We expect the police who are trained to protect. What is that? Isn't that to, I think on my community's police cars, it says to protect and serve. I think it says that on some of the TV show cop cars, too. And so I think I've seen it in L.A. So, okay, that's your job. That's what you put your life on the line. Many officers do every day. And so that's what you sign up for. It's not like you weren't expecting, hopefully, you weren't expecting not to get into a jam from time to time, because especially these days, that's what's going to happen. That's what you're going to encounter. And I wonder if that's the reason, among others, that not as many good people are getting into the police business, as they say on Blue Bloods, the family business, because they don't want to put themselves in harm's way. You know, sometimes people think of police work as directing traffic and things like that. So, and there are a lot of different aspects to it, and that's one of the problems. The police are expected to do too much. Okay, we continue here on a Talk Radio Review. Stand by.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back at 23 after the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day Overview, the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the top 10 stories, most of them anyway, with comments. Jay Kirshner is here to do that with me. Jennifer's out sick. I want to thank Dan DiCrescenzo, who's here in the studios of WRUH. I was going to say WHRU for whatever the reason. Hofstra University is the site this year again of the Talkers Week, the annual convention. So this week, a lot of attention being paid to the radio here and to all the talk show hosts who will be in attendance as we go through the issues of the year from the point of view of those who are doing this for a living. So that's kind of cool. I want to thank Dan and the folks at WRHU for their hospitality here. And this is a great radio studio. The number three item on the story list this week is the hearing situation, the updates, the descriptions of what went on. I've said on the air, and apparently sort of incorrectly, because I didn't have a lot of the information. And normally when these things go on, Jay, I tune out. Because it's usually the same old, same old. But for some reason last night, as I was crawling into bed and thinking about a lot of different things with regard to the radio program, I turned this on, and the hearings were on every channel. Every channel had Liz Cheney and the chairman and the members. But Cheney seemed to have hit her stride and get the attention, a lot of the attention, because of her being a Republican and being so critical of Donald Trump. Here's an excerpt of what she said last night during the hearing.
We don't swear an oath to an individual or a political party. We take our oath to defend the United States Constitution. And that oath must mean something. Tonight, I say this to my Republican colleagues who are defending the indefensible. There will come a day when Donald Trump is gone, but your dishonor will remain.
I understand the psychology of Trump and how he uses whatever tools he has in his own personal closet to get people worked up. There wouldn't be a Donald Trump if there wasn't something wrong. That's the way I look at it. Even though, for me, Donald Trump is the wrong president. Not because of his philosophy or what he's done in terms of some good things to fix problems in the country, but because of his personal demeanor, I think the kind of things, and that's what most people have in terms of problems. But looking at the video as that hearing continued, Jay, of these people breaking the glass and climbing in the window and treating the Capitol as if it was just some other building, and the complete disrespect, and them keep calling, you know, they call themselves patriots and real Americans and stuff. That's offensive as hell to the rest of us who don't believe in violence, who are concerned about the way the country. Hey, listen, you think I like Biden? No. Am I going to go to the White House and throw rocks through the window? No. Maybe in part because I'd get shot if I did, but that doesn't accomplish anything. These people didn't accomplish a thing except embarrass America and embarrass themselves. You look at the way the rest of the Republicans have sort of gone, and this is what's coming out in the hearings, you know, go to Trump and get him to try to do something, and he didn't. That's what's pretty outrageous. I'm going to talk a little bit when we come back about what Sean Hannity said during these hearings as well. We'll continue on the Talk Radio Review.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, this is Al Robertson with my dad, Phil. One of the things that we've noticed is, you know, people start losing their hair many times early in life. Now, Dad, you managed to hang on to yours. Have you got some secret?
Yeah, get on this Keeps hair, you'll be a hairy guy like me.
I've got a little gap coming up on top of mine, so I know the hair loss sometimes can be a touchy subject with guys. And so what Keeps does is help you hang on to your hair. It's clinically proven. It's FDA approved. They have hair treatments available online. They have a physician there that's going to make sure you get the right product for you, make sure it's safe. There's no waiting rooms. There's no pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. That's half the cost. If you have any questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. So if you're a little tired of those balding jokes, go to keeps.com/Phil. 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Phil, P-H-I-L. Keeps.com/Phil. Hang on to your hair.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
The popular Big Daddy Burger is back at Black Bear Diner. This massive burger sports two 10-ounce patties and a 6-inch sesame seed bun. Add two onion rings, a fried egg, bacon, cheese, pickles, lettuce, tomato, mayo, and dressing. And, well, you've got a burger challenge. This month, only at Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io. Or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's Bitcoin530.io.
Stephen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio now from the folks that are associated with me on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Jennifer is out ill this week, so we've got Jay Kirshner, who's always here with me now. And thoughts of sugar plums dancing in their head for Christmas. I have thoughts of Hannity. I watched, as I was talking, if you're just joining us, we were having a conversation about the number three issue this week on the story list, the January 6th hearings. See, all along, I think the reason that I kind of lost interest in it is because the investigation, which is now part of the discussion, the investigation this committee has done to look into what happened on January 6th, that's where I kind of got lost, because it seemed to have gotten bogged down. But if you watched on Thursday night, the hearings with the various members of the committee and people in the audience who experienced what actually happened on January 6th, I think you get a different picture. I got a completely different picture of what I thought happened because of the video that hadn't been seen before, because of the prodding of some of the members of the committee. Liz Cheney, obviously, because she's the ranking Republican on the committee and believes that Trump is dangerous, and a lot of people who haven't liked her because of her position on this. But given the fact that she's kind of Republican royalty, the Cheney family, Dick Cheney, her father, was vice president. He was a secretary of two or three different departments, been involved in federal government for a long, long time. I've never really been a fan of his, but that has no bearing on this. I kind of do like her. Got a lot of spunk, and she's smart, and she hit the nail on the head, in my opinion, with the things that she said last night. I'm a straight Republican. I don't like what's gone on in the Republican Party, and people say, well, where are the real patriots? Where are the real Republicans? You know what? Who says who? You can say that, and you can believe it, and that's swell. But for me, you're not the Republican Party, at least that I grew up. You may be today's Republican Party, but what's that going to do for you? And then you can say, well, look at the story list that you went through. Look at what happened this week at the primaries. The seven states, especially in California, where the Republicans made some pretty strong gains. So maybe the Republicans aren't so bad. My response to that would be, as an alternative, the Republicans in many cases, or some cases in California, I guess I'd use that, and if Jennifer Horn were here, she could add to this. The Democrats are so bad in California that anybody looks better than the Democrats. That's kind of the way I'm looking, at least in some of the states, like the primary that on the people list, Jay, the recall DA in San Francisco, Chesa Boudin.
Oh, yeah. That was shocking for a lot of people who were witnessing. But even look at how we talk about the political parties always fighting. It's always the right versus the left, the left versus the right. But it's happening within the parties themselves. You have the right versus the far right, the left versus the far left. And it just seems like everybody is just so combative anymore, even within their own political parties.
Well, there's so much combat, mostly because of social media. I mean, look at the stuff that came out in the hearings that has been a result of what was recorded by social media, things, comments that were made, videos that were made, things that we might not have seen otherwise. And you see the anger, and you hear the vitriol. And one guy, I remember, he was interviewed by some news guy, and he said, I'm here, I'm standing up for my country, and I'll give my life if I have to. What are you giving your life for? What is it that you think is going on? Because Trump, you think, was robbed of the election? Listen, pal, Trump wasn't robbed. And if he was, it was his own fault. As much of a conspiratorialist as I can be from time to time, and I'm sure there's plenty, you know, all the talk about voter violation, all of the irregularities in voting, and people being disenfranchised, they can't vote because they don't have identity, or, you know, they need to have a mail-in ballot. All of that stuff is nonsense as far as I'm concerned. I'm holding with the traditionalists who say, take a ballot, a paper ballot, fill it out, bring it to the box and put it in so you know your vote actually counts. That's what I do, and that's what a lot of people I know do, and you should insist on that because that's really the only way you know that people can't fiddle the mail ballots. Are you kidding? That's the biggest source of any kind of ripoff you can possibly. How do you know who's opening the mail and what they're doing with your vote? Even if there are people watching, there's all kinds of skullduggery that's gone on. And these damn voting machines, these electronic computers supposedly, there's always a problem with them. So, you know, you can listen to people say that voters are being like Georgia, being disenfranchised. I think that's a lot of poppycock. That's just not the way it really, in my world anyway. Maybe because I'm not living in the world with others, but I can tell you there's a common sense component to this. Common sense dictates to most people who have any that you ought to be able to prove who you are to vote, and you ought to be able to go into a voting booth, cast your ballot, and make sure that it's been counted. I think that's what the American way is all about, and that's what's required. Yeah.
Not more than once.
Right. Well, I've done that a couple of times, but to make a point, as you know. Yeah. Anyway, so I was talking to go back a little bit to the discussion about the hearings. So I was watching Sean last night, And I was taken back. I actually found myself listening to him and agreeing with his point. He's not disagreeing with the findings of the hearings, but he is suggesting that there's another component to it which they are not taking up, or at least you haven't heard this so far, and that's where was everybody else? Okay, so the Capitol Police are looking for help. Where was it? Why didn't Nancy Pelosi or the Sergeant-at-Arms or other people? Nancy Pelosi is supposedly a Speaker of the House in charge of that building, in reality. So she was hiding in her office. She got to pick up the phone and say, hurry up, get the National Guard here. Hurry up, get the police. There's no evidence that she did. There's no evidence that anybody did. So that brings to light a couple of questions. One, did they want this to happen so they could make Trump look bad? Or are they just so incompetent that they don't know what to do when faced with something like this? I think there's probably a little of both.
Or did everybody think somebody else was going to do it, so then they didn't?
Right.
And even the people who went inside, again, like you mentioned, people were breaking windows and, you know, crawling in, and that's definitely trespassing. That's breaking and entering. But then you have the people who they just walked through the door because they were permitted to do so at that point, after a certain point. And you also kind of can't blame the security and police officers when they were given that was what they were told to do, to kind of more so protect everybody else. So more people didn't lose their lives from rioting and all of that. So it's just, it's so messy. It is so dang messy.
It is messy. Yeah, it's very messy. But I do think that the questions that Sean asked about who was not, you know, okay, so one group didn't do their job, so that kept everybody else from doing their job. In essence, that is a good question, frankly. And that's what rings the bell. Okay, so, you know, Sean's going to have to do something to oppose what Liz Cheney and the committee is doing. And he came up with a pretty good one, I think, with that question. It is a good question. And it'll be interesting to see if these hearings, as they continue, deal with that. Hopefully they will, so that it won't look like a one-sided hatchet job. But I'll tell you, Trump looked really bad as they went through some of the video, some of the things, and the testimony of the people in government who were Trump people that were in the cabinet, people that were in the White House as, staff, all of them as family. Was on him to go public and get these people to calm down. Instead, he threw gasoline on the fire with the comments, you know, that you heard. And so in my mind, frankly, and I know this is not going to be popular with a lot of people who are listening, that this stuff completely disqualifies Trump from ever running again for anything, in my mind. Not that I'd vote for him anyway. But these sorts of things are not, this is not appropriate. This doesn't move America ahead. You can think that, you know, Biden's a boob and he's destroying the country, and I might not disagree with you too much. I don't know if he's not destroying the country, but he's not a good leader. In my mind, he may be, we keep having this waterfall every 4 years of who, I've said this many times, I don't think there's been a good president. I think Clinton was a pretty good president, despite all of his personal foibles. I loved Ronald Reagan, but after that, George Bush was a bumbling boob, and going into Iraq was the worst decision made by a president in decades, as we found out. And so from that point and his stumbling and bumbling, I don't think Obama was any great shakes. I think there was too much one-sided focus on things that ought to have had a more universal approach to him. I think he's a likable guy. I think George Bush is a likable guy. I don't think Donald Trump is a likable guy, but we tend to, you know, some of the presidents we've had, you go back to Richard Nixon, he was hated.
Oh, yeah.
nobody liked him. So you think about, it's not likability here that we're talking about. It's can you get the job done? And Nixon actually did some things, although he was a despicable cur. He got some things done. I think Trump got a lot done, frankly.
He did.
He's also a despicable cur, personally anyway. And I don't, Biden's not a despicable cur. He's a nice, kind of good guy, but he's a horrible president. Awful. Ay, ay, ay. All right, let's continue with this in a few moments.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Stephan with the overview of the list of the stories for this week, week of June 6th to the 10th, according to Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists at DougStephan.com and at Talkers.com. At number 10, the weather, the elements of extremity, if you will. Look at all the things that happened in New Jersey during the past week. The number 9 item on the story list has to do with Elon Musk. At number 8, immigration, border security, that sort of thing. It seems to be almost a natural here every week. COVID is 7. Russia and the war are number 6. The Kavanaugh incident's number 5. Gun violence is 4. January 6th is 3. That's zoomed back up in my mind to a very important position. I'll tell you why during the course of our countdown. The economy is number 2 and the primaries number 1. Those are the stories this week, according to Talkers Magazine.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. Or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance, the number 7.com.
The people list from Talkers Magazine. Doug Stephan here going through a list. My name is not on the list. At number 10, the name on the list is Elon Musk, for rather obvious reasons. Number 9, most of the people on the list are here for obvious reasons. Vladimir Putin is at number 9. Brett Kavanaugh is at 8. Mitch McConnell at 7. Mike Pence at 6. Liz Cheney is 5. Janet Yellen is 4. Sessa Bodine is 3. Donald Trump is 2, Joe Biden is 1. As you can imagine, I don't know if you've been watching these hearings. I have a renewed interest, if you will, in them, given some of the input, some of the videos, some of the things that have gone on this past week in the hearings. So, I mean, it's obvious that's why Donald Trump is at number 2 and Liz Cheney is at number 5. So those things all get explored as we go through our Talk Radio Countdown Show. You have friends here on the Talk Radio Review and on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Doug and Jake Kirshner with the overview of some of the stories. We'll continue this. We have two pieces of the pie here, the official Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. Jay and I will do that because Michael's wrapped up in the convention, the annual Talkers Convention here this week at Hofstra University. I'm in the studios of WRHU. Great facilities, great. This is, if you've got anybody in your family or friends interested in going to school for communication, television, radio, this is the premier place in the country for that sort of thing. That and a couple of good schools in Boston, there's one, but this is a good school. Okay, so Jay, I'm going to get away from the hearings a little bit.
talk about the economy. Well, actually, no, I really want to talk about the primaries this week. We touched on the DA being recalled in San Francisco. There was an attempt earlier to, it seems to me, or maybe the movement is flourishing but hasn't gotten anywhere yet, to recall the DA in Los Angeles, who's as much of a boob as Boudin is. And you just wonder, again, we've gotten so extreme. One of the reasons is because people don't vote in primaries. So the primary season now continues through September. States here and there, there were seven this past week. I think there are more, maybe not as many as seven, until we get closer to the fall in any given group of states. But for heaven's sakes, if you feel strongly about some of the things you've heard, the narrative here with us, and how strongly we feel about it, hopefully you feel strongly as well, because it's your future, it's your country. I don't want to sound kind of like a professor here, but if you don't know that the primaries are more important than the actual, the final election, then you don't understand how the system works. The system needs to have your input to weed out the crazies. That's why we've got Marjorie Taylor Greene and AOC and some of these other nutbirds, because they make it through the primaries because nobody's really paying attention. Anyway, it's where are we? At 10 before the hour. Thank you, Jay. This is the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Lucky Miller's Deli and Market has moved to their new location at 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors and the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Choose from a tasty half-pound burger, pepperoni pizza, sandwich or hot dog with a side of fries, potato or macaroni salad, and dessert. Eat in or call 530-691-4333 to place your order or order online. Lucky Miller's Deli and Market has moved to 2495 Athens Avenue, north of Crown Motors and the Cyber Square Shopping Center, where our food speaks for itself.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Proof by David Auber and directed by Samantha Fork, June 3rd through June 18th. Proof is the story of a young woman who has been spending the last few years caring for her brilliant but unstable father. Proof explores loss, love, genius, mental illness, fear, trust, relationships, and the breaking points we push each other to. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store reading and at the door. Riverfront Playhouse presents Proof, June 3rd through June 18th. Sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review, an overview of what's going on. And with me, I'm Doug Steffen. With me is Jay Kirshner, who's the queen of social media. And every week we have on the Doug Steffen Good Day program lots of comments from social media. So we thought we'd go through the top 10 comments this week from social media as related to us on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So what do we have? What's the comment that's at number 10? These are sort of random, I guess, anyway, Jay, right?
Yeah, a lot of thoughts on the Second Amendment and different mass shootings. Colleen Maxey Smith says, there's something terribly wrong with our people. Why are people killing our own people? I feel like there's something we're missing here. It's the quote-unquote why. Now all I'm trying to figure out is the safest and best country I should spend the rest of my life.
Uh-huh. All right, number two on the top 10 comments.
Oddball says, maybe stop reporting on it until all of the facts have been gathered. At this point, it just feels like it's fear-based for political reasons. The details seem to fade away after a couple of days or until there's something else to cause fear in the masses.
Yeah. That's there's something else to cause fear is there for sure. All right, number three, another comment.
Dave Evernham says, stop putting it all over social media, giving other quote-unquote nut jobs an idea, and to tie in with this one, Linda Sanchez says, I agree, people are copycats.
That's for sure. So that would be number three and number four. You have another
item.
No,
that's number three.
Is that number three? All right, put it together. All right, keep going.
John Pericles says, there are more shootings. Crazies attract more crazies. Studies prove it, but drum roll, they wouldn't be able to do it without guns.
Mm-hmm. So he wants to take all the guns away, it sounds like. Anyway, take guns away from people. Okay, let's have are all the comments, the top ten comments, pretty much all are focused on gun violence and the situation, which, by the way, is number four this week on our countdown.
That was definitely the hottest topic this week. Some other comments are about the high school graduation speaker who had an anti-gay marriage speech, where Dan Meyer says, it seems as though there is no rule for what is out of bounds for any entity, special interest, or venue anymore. Workplace, entertainment venues, schools, libraries, all seem to be inappropriately used to collect people to certain platforms.
That's freedom of speech, Jay. Didn't you know that? That's all freedom of speech. That's what people are hiding by. I want to tell you what I think. Okay. Well, we have a radio program based on that. There's a lot of radio based on that and television as well. So these people now have a platform through social media. All right. What's number seven on the list?
Greg Donahoe says, it's hard to say in this case regarding the commencement speaker. I don't think it was hateful. He's an alumnus of the school who stayed in the region, made a successful business, and serves on the board of an organization helping people with disabilities. These addresses are for the invited speaker to share what they feel has made them successful. It strikes me there is way too much attention on these comments. I doubt the media would care one iota about a school in a town with a population of 560 souls in central Ohio if it wasn't feeding some outrage machine. Doug lived in the region for a good chunk of his life, so I'd be interested in hearing his perspective on this, which we just got.
Yeah. Feature to the punch. All right, number eight in terms of top ten comments.
Krista Ann says, listening this morning on the mass shootings here in Ames, Iowa last week, a man went to church and killed two young women who attended Iowa State University and then turned the gun on himself. It's a senseless act and encourages people to keep praying.
It's cowardly. I think that's a better way. That's the way I'd put it anyway. All right, comment number nine of the top ten.
Maria Heritage says that, this is regarding gas prices now, that she's tired of hearing everybody talk about how high the gas prices are and why they keep, or how they keep raising. She wants to know why it's happening and what anybody is doing to stop it.
Nobody's doing anything to stop it because we don't have any good leadership. And we have energy companies gouging everybody. So you've got the Russian problem connected to a Middle Eastern problem. And now we have, it's like a perfect storm, frankly. All right, what's number 10? What's the last comment in the top 10?
At Deb One Keller tweeted us that she is tired of paying for gas when she's making minimum wage and the gas prices are more than that.
Mm. I know somebody who travels 20 miles in each direction, works on minimum wage, drives an old Ford pickup truck that gets about 7 miles to a gallon. I get it. I don't know how they do it either, frankly. And that's something to keep in mind, in my mind, when you go to the ballot box the next time. That's a very important component of our economic well-being. All right, Jay, good. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, top 10 comments this week from social media on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
At Boost Mobile, you get the power of the iPhone SE when you switch, which means the power to stream your favorite shows, download all the music, the power to FaceTime your ex.
It's over. Stop calling me.
On second thought, don't call your ex. Switch now and get an iPhone SE for $0, all on one of America's largest 5G networks. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and one per line, excluding tax. Additional restrictions apply. 5G not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com for details. And stop calling your ex.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden vowing to battle inflation as prices for nearly everything keeps rising.
The president says fighting inflation is his top economic priority.
My administration is going to continue everything we can to lower the prices to the American people.
But so far, the president's policies, his deals with the private sector, regulatory actions, and public statements have failed to stop prices from marching upward. Consumer prices in May rose 8.6% from a year ago, the worst increase in more than 40 years. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A lot of Americans think he can start at the pump. According to fuel industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, average for regulars, gas is at $5.10 a gallon. It's a 39-cent jump over the past 3 weeks. Highest in San Francisco at $6.55, the lowest in Baton Rouge at $4.43. The framework of a bipartisan response to last month's mass shootings in South Texas and New York State offers modest gun curbs and stepped-up efforts to improve school and safety and mental health programs. The proposal announced by Senate negotiators earlier today falls far short of tougher steps long sought by the president. Leaders hope to push any agreement into law rapidly, hopefully, they say, later this month. Overseas, projections are showing French President Emmanuel Macron's centrist alliance is expected to keep its parliamentary majority after the first round of voting today, but will likely have far fewer seats than 5 years ago.
The projections are that he'll get something between 270 and 310 seats. He needs 289 to have an absolute majority. So in other words, the next week in which we'll be campaigning for the second round of the elections are going to be crucial. In a lot of constituencies, it'll be the far-left candidate against the Macron candidate. But Macron needs to win as many of those as possible to make sure that he gets the absolute majority he needs.
That's BBC's Hugh Schofield in Paris. Townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Good news on the silver screen. Theaters are filling up again.
There are fresh signs people are returning to theaters as the box office continues to rebound this summer. I'm Ben Thomas. Let's go to the movies.
Humans and dinosaurs can't coexist.
Jurassic World Dominion debuted at the top of the box office this weekend, earning more than $143 million in North American ticket sales. And with international showings, Jurassic World 3 has already grossed $389 million, prompting a Universal executive to say, "We couldn't be happier."
Good morning, aviators.
Top Gun Maverick dropped to second, but it still brought in an estimated $50 million in its third weekend. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness was third, followed by the Bob's Burger movie and the Bad Guys. I'm Ben Thomas.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Some deep progressive left pockets are banking a $60 million deal to buy Spanish language radio stations in 10 cities across the U.S.
The markets are diverse. Their audiences have roots all over Latin America. But the deal with Televisa Univision is stirring up opposition in Miami. Cuban exiles describe it as an attempt to stifle conservative voices on Radio Mambi after Democrats lost ground among Hispanic voters. The Latino Media Network is founded by two Democratic strategists and backed by well-known Latino investors, as well as mega-donor George Soros. A Miami coalition called the Assembly of the Cuban Resistance is exploring ways to block the takeover. Keith Peters reporting.
Members of the House committee investigating the Capitol riot claim they've uncovered enough evidence for the Justice Department to consider a criminal indictment against former President Trump. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Chicken.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Normally, Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here with me, but he's here with me, but he's not here with me. If you know what I mean, he's not here in the studio. I happen to be in the studio of WRHU at Hofstra University. I love how clever these call letters are, Jay. Jay Kirshner is with me from the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Radio Hofstra University. I had my teeth were cut at WHCR, Heidelberg College Radio. Clever we were then. Call letters, right? You see, that's how you get started.
Yeah, got started somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Where did you start? I don't think I know that about you. Where the first job? I don't think you.
I actually went to film school. So I studied film and television, a big emphasis on acting. But my broadcast career started with Take Your Daughter to Work Days, when it was unofficially Put Your Daughter to Work Days. I opened CDs that would come into my parents' office because they're broadcasters. I interned in high school for a morning show. So I learned what it was like to wake up at, dark 30, back when I was still a teenager.
Uh-huh. People have asked me most of the time on the radio. I've been on the radio for a long time, and most of it has been in morning radio because maybe it was because I'm a farm kid and I've been used to waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning, getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning all my life, so it's no big deal to get up at 4 o'clock and do a radio program or to go milk some cows. To make any difference, we're still getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I hear people all the time who do morning radio who say, I'm not really a morning person, they make it work because they got to have a job or usually is the best paying slot on the radio. You've got to kind of be up for it. No matter what you do and what time of day, you need to be well suited for it. And you are well suited for this. So I'm happy to have you with me on the Good Day program and here as we blend in.
I appreciate being here.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing. I would hope that's the case. Anyway, the story list and the people is usually Michael Harrison takes to the microphone and goes through that list, but because he's busy organizing his event at Hofstra, it's to us to go up to us to go through the stories and the people. If you would like to go through the stories and I'll do the people, or I'll do the stories, you can do the people, whichever you would like, Miss.
Yeah, Lee. I'll do the stories. Start at 10 or start at 1?
I'm going to start at 10.
Start at 10.
Count them down.
Extreme weather at number 10. You have Elon Musk and Twitter at number 9. Immigration border security at number 8. Number 7 is COVID-19. Number 6, the Russia-Ukraine war. Kavanaugh incident at number 5. Gun violence legislation at number 4. Number 3 is the January 6 hearings. Number 2 is the economy. And number 1, primaries, Trump and the GOP.
All right. People list, Elon Musk is at 10. Putin is at 9. Professor Kavanaugh, in a manner of speaking, I call him professor. I'd like to think all the members of the Supreme Court are experts. They're good teachers. They're learned, et cetera. So that's why I call him professor. Mitch McConnell is 7. Mike Pence is 6. Liz Cheney, 5. Janet Yellen, 4. Chesa Boudin is 3. Trump is 2. And Biden is 1. So I want to take the Mitch McConnell and Mike Pence combo here, 6 and 7, and apply those two names and their stories to the January 6th hearings that are going on. And if you give me a minute to organize my thoughts, because I just thought of pairing them all together, I will get to it right after this. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Stephan with the overview, the list of the stories for this week, week of June 6th to the 10th, according to Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists at DougStephan.com and at Talkers.com. At number 10, the weather, the elements of extremity, if you will. Look at all the things that happened in New Jersey during the past week. The number 9 item on the story list has to do with Elon Musk. At number 8, immigration, border security, that sort of thing. It seems to be almost a natural here every week. COVID is 7. Russia and the war is number 6. The Kavanaugh incident's number 5. Gun violence is 4. January 6th is 3. That's zoomed back up in my mind to a very important position. I'll tell you why during the course of our countdown. The economy is number 2 and the primaries number 1. Those are the stories this week, according to Talkers Magazine.
Gelatin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
If you were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told in a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600.
All right. 15 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Without Michael Harrison this week, he'll be back next week. Jay Kirshner from the Doug Steffen Good Day program has joined me. And I wanted to connect the story of Mike Pence and Mitch McConnell to the January 6th hearings. If you have been watching or listening or are involved in the House committee that's investigating the Capitol riot, they've had their first public hearings this week. They have been quite enlightening. Maybe they've been, some people are going to say that they're too one-sided, they're too anti-Trump, but really the point of having them is to figure out how Trump played into all of this. The evidence has 1,000 interviews, all kinds of photos. You saw some of them if you watched the committee. This is all over prime time on Thursday night. Never before seen video and audio. A lot of eyewitness testimony. The police officer, for example, that was there. The documentary filmmaker who recorded all the events. Accounts from former President Trump's aides, family members. 6 more hearings are scheduled over the next couple of months, focusing on a different aspect of the riot. So what comes out of this? McConnell has a lot to say. People are asking about leadership, both the House and the Senate. Excuse me, why weren't there orders, or why weren't they giving orders to have members of the House and the Senate protected?
And knowing how many people were going to be out there, because it was known that this was going to be a big turnout. So right. Why wasn't there already more security?
Yeah, they'd known it for weeks. Trump had been whipping them up into a frenzy for weeks. And even the day of, this is going to be an exciting event, you know, that kind of stuff, which does seem kind of irresponsible when you get right down to it. But there are those people who say it's necessary. We've got to have a revolution. We've got to get rid of the bad guys. And the bad guys are always Democrats, and the good guys are always Republicans. And in reality, that's
and
not
vice
the case,
versa.
As we all know. Right. So anyway, Trump is seen in the hearing video as the vote was being taken on the reason it was January 6th is because that was certification day. That was the day the House and the Senate certified that Biden won the election and would be the next president. And so it was a close vote, and Trump was chiding Pence into getting him to vote to make it, you know, to send it back to the states to have a recount, and Pence didn't vote that way. And so that was the end of whatever relationship Trump had with Pence was over that day. And you can see it. You knew it after the fact. Mm-hmm. You've seen it since then. And so
that bridge was burned.
Yep, right. But, you know, Pence became very outspoken. He was never much outspoken. And you know what? In reality, again, going back to who makes you make your bed and you lie in it, Pence was, and I remember saying this any number of times, he was what I described as a lackey for Trump. It was always about, whenever he spoke, it was always about Trump, 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 Trump. The president wants this, the president is that. And it was clear that he was speaking to the boss or about the boss, and he took no credit for anything. He was a team player, in other words. And for as a thank you, he gets sort of thumped by Trump because he didn't do what Trump wanted him to do because he knew it wasn't right. Say what you will about, you know, some of the partisanship. The partisanship seemingly has gone out the window here for the most part. With McConnell, he was all over this. You know, he said any number of times, the new president is Biden. He won fair and square. And, you know, although there's never been any love lost between McConnell and Trump because of the things that Trump has said about, you know, when you say and act the way Trump does, you don't have a lot of friends. And he sure doesn't. And it's kind of showing up now. I think if it was ever, you know, looking at the reality.
Yeah, fans, but not friends.
Yeah. That's, very good. I like that. Fans, but not friends. People who think they went there on January 6th. To protect the Constitution. How did they know? All they were doing was listening to Trump say, I was robbed of the election. They didn't have any facts. They didn't really know. They had things that they heard, the rumors through social media. But they didn't have any real facts. I must say, what little involvement we had in it, this was, I think this was before you were with me, wasn't it, Jay? Were you with me when that took place, or you hadn't?
No, I wasn't here yet. But yeah, it's been talked about so much. We're over 500 days past when it actually happened,
yeah,
and it still almost seems like yesterday because it has been in such focus.
Mm-hmm. Well, Trump thinks that he's using this all the notoriety coming from this to launch his next campaign. I think that if anything, this is going to hurt whatever chances he might have had or may have had, other than those who are the loyalists to the nth degree who want to see him president or dictator for life or whatever. If he ever had a chance after this, he doesn't, for being involved in elective politics anymore. At least I don't think he does. I can't imagine people. You know, I've never been a big fan of Liz Cheney's father. I thought he was sort of cut. He was a little, he had a little more savoir faire than Trump had, but he was a manipulator to the nth degree. Between him and Donald Rumsfeld, man, they were two of the biggest problems the country's ever had. But I think Liz Cheney has been pretty responsible, obviously. It'd be interesting to see what happens with her in her reelection bid.
All right, for sure.
Yeah. All right, so we'll continue along here, take some of these other items of interest. With regard to weather and climate change, Japan is doing something that I want to talk about with all of you, all of us, as we continue here.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-263-3403 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-263-3403. Again, 800-263-3403.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Back on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a little different venue this week because we're at the studios of the radio station at Hofstra University on Long Island, one of the great schools. Emerson, I was thinking about Emerson and how people have gone there and said that was a great school, and it is. I've actually never been into the radio studio there, but I've been invited here a number of times, so in my mind, this is a better place than the other place because I was invited here. And they have great facilities. So those of you who are parents who have children that are interested in radio, television, film, theater, that sort of thing, this is a great place to examine. Check it out. Hofstra. I love the how you spell it. H-O-F-S-T-R-A. Unusual name. Good school. Okay.
That sounds great.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, pretty much every week we have something about weather or climate change, that sort of thing. So listen to this, Jay. The Japanese this weekend are going to drop a gargantuan turbine into the Pacific Ocean so that they can harness what they describe as limitless energy. This has the potential for putting water power back into front and center. And this is something that I've never understood. We have, where I am in New England, almost every old town has a mill next to a river. And the reason they built the mills next to the river is because they could get all the power they needed from the water without having to pay for it. They'd install their own turbines, if you will. The turbines are what the Sikhs wear. The turbine would generate the electricity that was needed for the mill. And so now, and then from that, there were places like the Hoover Dam that was built with these huge turbines. The water that was going through the dam running the turbines to generate the electricity needed for that area, which included Las Vegas. So what's happened to that? Why have all these turbines been shut down? There were many of them all around the country generating a lot of our power, and they're gone. Where are they? Why aren't they being used? So, you know, when you look at harnessing the water, these turbines are going to go into the way down deep near the Earth's crust. The electrical energy, because the water's warmer down there, it'll sort of create what steam turbines do. I mean, I'm not going to tell you that I understand the whole thing, but what I can tell you is that it is a brilliant way to get focus back again on water power. And so, you know, you have that. I brought up, I think, on the food, farm, and family portion of our Doug Stephan Good Day program, Jay, I brought up the fact that the powers that be in California are trying to shut down some of the water flow to farmers so they can kill, in essence, that's the biggest industry they have in California is food, farming.
Yeah.
And so the farmers need to have water, and so the state says, oh, well, we're going to take some of your water away, so thus ruining that business, and instead of taking the common sense approach, which whenever they're asked, there's never an answer from a politician or a bureaucrat when asked about two things in California. Arizona and New Mexico have water capturing facilities. What do they call them, cisterns or something like that? I forget what the thing is called, but I think it's a cistern. It's a big it's a big concrete tub, if you will. You collect the water when it rains and you use it for the obvious reason. Same thing with desalinization. You know, even the environmentalists don't have a real problem with desalination. So what are you doing?
Hold up?
Yeah, exactly. You got oil drilling wells all up and down the coast of California. So why not purify some of the water? What a bunch of dummies. Okay, it's the 28 past the hour on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon is making it easy for all families to access healthy, delicious, and more affordable groceries all summer long and beyond. SNAP recipients can register their EBT card on Amazon to order groceries online for delivery and access shelf-stable pantry items like snacks, breakfast foods, grains, and more. From macaroni for pasta salads at backyard barbecues to bottled water to keep you hydrated and backpack-friendly snacks for long days at summer camp, Amazon has all the essentials to start your summer off right. Customers who add their SNAP EBT card on Amazon will also receive budget-saving offers and EBT discounts on beloved products. Plus, SNAP recipients can now check their EBT balance on Amazon.com. No matter what your summer schedule has in store, Amazon has you covered with convenient delivery options. Eligible orders are delivered right to your door with no membership required. For more information, to register your benefits, and to start saving today, visit Amazon.com/SNAP.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring electronic products and services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Summer is here, and it's gonna sizzle. Now's the time for a brand new paint job to protect your vehicle from the summer sun. At Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Mako repairs accident damage, dents, and dings. They can even straighten your frame. Mako is number one in value and is approximately one-third less than traditional shops. Plus, they offer a free estimate and works with most major insurance companies. Mako, good work for a great price. Uh-oh, better call Mako, 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Okay, 34 after the hour, 26 before the new hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine. You can find the charts listed at talkers.com and also at dougstefan.com. The week of June 6 to 10 is in the focus. People say, wait a minute, there's 5 days in the week How come there's only four numbers? Duh. January, June 6th is 1, 7 is 2, 8 is 3, 9 is 4, and 10 is 5. How do you like that, Jay?
Boom.
I'm on top of it. Pretty good.
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah, I feel like we tend to go to math, and it's like, wait a second, 10 minus 6 is 4, but it's like, no, we're not looking at a difference. Each number counts.
The fact that January 6th is the big deal, one of the things that came out of, and I don't know, isn't it funny, because I've done this poo-pooing of this all along. You haven't listened, well, you've listened to me a little bit. On the DJ, we don't talk about this stuff much on the DJV. I mean, on the, well, we didn't on the DJV show, and we don't on Doug Steffen's Good Day. I don't like to get into a lot of politics because it usually goes no place, and it's not fun in the time of day that we're on, which is early morning and morning drive and mid-morning. For the most part, most of the stations that carry us are in there, and people don't want to be hit over the head. They seem to like it later in the day when you listen to what's around.
Yeah.
But in the morning, nah, not so much.
It's
so
political talk is so, it's just something to be so passionate about. And
yeah,
opinions typically go one way or the other. And so if it's not, if something's said that's not shared with your own opinion, it can be difficult. And yeah, it's just too much arguing anymore within the parties, across parties,
politicians
fight.
There's more to life than politics and government and stuff, as we find out. The list is, you know, has been much more varied over the years than it, the last year or two. It's been all about, you know, politics. And I think that came from the Trump era, and the things, the ramifications to our economy that have come out of that. And, all right. So I want to get to a couple of things. I am going to go back to January 6th for a minute, and I think we ought to talk about what happened with Brett Kavanaugh this week. The members of this committee have described it as an attempted coup. That is the January 6th attack. Now, when I hear that, I think of the intention of those words, and the intention in my mind of those words is to describe a takeover of the government, something that you would expect in Russia, in China, in some country in the Middle East or down in Africa, but I never, ever put those words together in association with my country.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's kind of scary.
You think that stuff doesn't happen here? Well, it's happening now.
No. I remember, you don't because you weren't alive, I remember when Richard Nixon was cast aside, was impeached and resigned, and Gerry Ford stepped in, and in his first speech, his first words were, "Congratulations to America. Ladies and gentlemen, our Constitution works." Those are his words. And I remember it like it was yesterday. The Constitution works, referring to the fact that Nixon resigned, and in a peaceful change of power, he, Gerry Ford, became the new president. And there wasn't much support for Nixon at all. Mostly because what he had done was pretty scurrilous. And frankly, he wasn't a likable guy. So it was easy for people to cast him aside. You know, you get to the circumstances that exist today. Trump's not a likable guy either. But he actually, in many people's minds, including mine, accomplished a lot more. And whatever he's done to get in people's faces, he's been pretty upfront about it. There weren't too many secrets. Like with Nixon, you know, the tape recordings and what he called Jews.
Oh, Watergate,
how he referred to black people. I mean, he wasn't a nice man.
It was not great. But the thing about Trump, too, he entered the seat as president a businessman. He didn't come in as a politician. And
right.
I think that the reason, a large reason why he was voted in the first place was because people were sick of politicians.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, bearing fruit to that, the politicians that are running things now, Biden doesn't seem to be in control. Every time he speaks, somebody comes after him and cleans up whatever his words were. And he even said, I think in public a few weeks ago, I wish people would stop coming on after me and saying, this is what I meant. you know, he's the boss, so he should be telling him not to do it. He shouldn't be saying it publicly, like, I wish people wouldn't, I say what I am thinking, and that's it. People shouldn't be coming around afterwards and saying, well, this is what the president really meant. The president meant what he said, like on this program or any other program. We say what we think and what we mean, and hopefully you do in your lives as well. What good is conversation? What good is listening if you're, you know, a lot of the stuff, though, may be reflective on social media, Jay, and that the things that are that appear in social media may not be what people really think. It's a, you know, a way to stir things up. Anyway.
Oh, so there are a lot of people. I actually have a friend who will, he's one of those people that will go and chime in on different conversations he sees happening, and he'll say things that he doesn't himself believe, but he just wants to stir the pot because then he wants to watch people freak out and everyone starts attacking each other, and he just reads the comments, and it's, you have so many people like that, and it's not right. It's definitely not right because so many people believe what anyone says.
Right.
And
they listen.
It is
they don't
just
think for themselves.
Heartbreaking.
And that's part of the problem with our school system.
Yeah.
Youngsters are not being taught how to think. They're being taught what to think. So anyway, we've got this partisan argument now going on. The stage has been set with the first hearing. The political discourse is if you'll pardon the pun, riotous, if you will. Some of the Republican Party officials are talking about this as legitimate political discourse. Kevin McCarthy, who has been pretty out there, when somebody from the Republican Party said this wasn't good, he's trying to soften it. McCarthy, who has said on behalf of some of the Republicans, you know, there are a lot of Republicans say it was a patriotic attempt to defend freedom, but it wasn't really. It was a mob. And there's no patriotism involved in being a mob. It just isn't.
Some of the people who I believe that there were a lot of people that went there to protest in a good
and that's
manner.
Good.
Without,
I'm all for protesting.
But it was
I'm
the other ones that had to ruin it for everybody.
Right. You don't smash windows. You don't punch police. You don't threaten members of Congress. You don't put a noose out there and say you're going to hang the vice president if he doesn't do vote the right way. Who does that? Unless, you know, there's a lot of stuff.
Unwell people.
Yeah, right, exactly. Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh, and who's after him? Who is after him, by the way? Who is, you know, there's a lot of people who are upset, obviously, about Roe v. Wade, but is this deeper than that? And it's, by the way,
I don't
dangerous.
Know. It seems like a lot of this is from after that, the leak of a draft opinion showing the court poised to overturn Roe v. Wade. And with Mitch McConnell is even calling for Senate to pass a bill extending security to Supreme Court justices' families. Mm-hmm. He said that, like, this needs to happen. The Supreme Court justices, there needs to be more security. Security needs to be for their family. But, yeah, look at Kavanaugh, who had somebody who was making threats against him and then actually showed up to his house armed.
Yeah. And so are we going to have to pass legislation to protect everybody who's in government? Are we going to have to put a fence around all government buildings? Are we going to have to put a fence around your town hall? Are we going to have to put a fence around all the schools in the country? And if that's the case, then we are lost. We are, as a country, lost. 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 I think that's the only way you can look at this. All right, let's pause for a moment here as we continue to review some of the thoughts regarding the News Talk Radio world for this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The People List from Talkers Magazine. Doug Stephan here going through a list. My name is not on the list. At number 10, the name on the list is Elon Musk, for rather obvious reasons. Number 9, most of the people on the list are here for obvious reasons. Vladimir Putin is at number 9. Brett Kavanaugh is at 8. Mitch McConnell at 7. Mike Pence at 6. Liz Cheney is 5. Janet Yellen is 4. Sessa Bodine is 3. Donald Trump is 2, Joe Biden is 1. As you can imagine, I don't know if you've been watching these hearings. I have a renewed interest, if you will, in them, given some of the input, some of the videos, some of the things that have gone on this past week in the hearings. So I mean, it's obvious that's why Donald Trump is at number 2 and Liz Cheney is at number 5. So those things all get explored as we go through our talk radio countdown show.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vine Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
So it's great business time for Caledron. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix diet product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 99 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller here, one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with the overview, the list of the stories for this week, week of June 6th to the 10th, according to Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists at DougSteffen.com and at Talkers.com. At number 10, the weather, the elements of extremity, if you will. Look at all the things that happened in New Jersey during the past week. The number 9 item on the story list has to do with Elon Musk. At number 8, immigration, border security, that sort of thing. It seems to be almost a natural here every week. COVID is 7. Russia and the war is number 6. The Kavanaugh incident's number 5. Gun violence is 4. January 6th is 3. That's zoomed back up in my mind to a very important position. I'll tell you why during the course of our countdown. The economy is number 2 in the primaries. Number 1. Those are the stories this week, according to Talkers Magazine.
All right, a couple of more minutes here in our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, the idea of the war and its position on the list at number 6 seems to be going up and down. There are a lot of dead cities, it would seem, Jay, now in eastern Ukraine that have just been ravaged by the mm-hmm. Russians and their attacks. And you look at, and when I say dead cities, I mean destroyed. There's no infrastructure left. The roads are destroyed. The buildings are all destroyed. There's no power. There's no water. There's no livable conditions. Every home, every business, everything has been destroyed.
Gone.
And, yeah, right. Anyway, this weekend is the 350th anniversary of Peter the Great's birth. He was one of the great czars, of emperor of Russia, in fact, and he was a big conqueror. So Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, compared himself to Peter the Great. Of course he did. Yeah, right. Anyway.
Was that way he was speaking with the young entrepreneurs in Moscow?
I think so.
He also was hinting at further invasions.
Yeah,
which
right.
Of course, there's nothing to hint about. He's going to keep going until
nobody's stopping him. This is the vagaries of allowing nuclear power to have gotten where it is. The individual state has more value than the collective. Well, the United Nations, if it had any teeth, would have long ago taken away from everybody the power to build nuclear weaponry. Now it's out of the box. There's too much of it.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows in whose hands it rests? You don't trust Putin. I don't know that I trust some of our leaders with the switch, the button, whatever they want to call it.
What purpose would that serve? Because there's just
it
too much fallout.
The Earth will survive. Humanity. I mean, sort of reminds me of an old George Carlin bit. The Earth will survive nicely after we're gone. And so we keep doing this kind of stuff, and that's what's going to happen. All right, we've done our best to bring you up to date on the stories, some of the talk and the jargon on talk radio programs around the country. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner at 10 before the hour on The Countdown.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists, working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com, that's ANGI.com, to get started.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
That's the Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here this week with Jay Kirshner, and I have gone outside the top 10, Jay,
to come up with. This is something that every once in a while I think is kind of fun, to go just outside the top 10 to stories. For example, at number 11 this week, it couldn't fit into the top 10, but it certainly has been on people's minds, the baby formula and the whistleblower. Abbott and the Abbott Pharmaceuticals, the ones that make most of the baby formula, and some government officials were alerted about the concerns of the baby formula by a whistleblower, a former employee, who filed a complaint in February against Abbott. And so you wonder sometimes when somebody like this that's disgruntled files a complaint, is there something real to it? And it seems that there must have been, because the plant voluntarily shut down after a number of youngsters were diagnosed with a bacterial infection after they consumed the formula that came out of the facility where this fellow worked. So he must have known something.
And the complaints of the bacterial infections and four infants, it's just so much.
Yeah. Well, the baby formula market is huge. You've seen a lot of the freighters that are coming to America, various airports, with hundreds and thousands of bottles of formula coming from Europe, because even though the problem seems to be subsiding somewhat because they're bringing stuff in from elsewhere. What's the story of this plant? Number one question being asked. Number two question, the right question is, why does one company control pretty much the entire source of baby formula in the country? I think that's a question we all ought to be examining. Okay, so that's number 11.
Look at what happens when that happens.
Exactly. Okay, number 12, just outside of the top 10, the Saudi Arabian Golf Tournament. This is the first time they've had a golf tournament, and so it debuted this past week, first event in the, this is Saudi Arabia, but playing, there's no golf courses, so they're playing in London apparently, if I've got the story right.
Yeah, they're Saudi-backed.
Yeah, right. But the PGA Tour in America doesn't want anything to do with it, so they're telling men who are, and women who are part of our PGA Tour to not play. So is that holding, or some of the people like Phil Mickelson?
Oh, yeah, no, the PGA Tour has suspended 17 golfers already, including, including Phil Mickelson, yeah, Justin Johnson. Yeah. Right. This is a big deal for PGA.
Yeah. All right, number 13. As we extend the list of the top 10 to perhaps the top 15, just outside of the top 10, monkeypox. That same picture of the black woman with her hands shows up every time there's a story. Every television station, any pictures that you see online, it's the same pair of hands, which tells you something, because there are only like 20 people in America who have this, and a few up in Canada, a few here and there. This has been one of these media frenzies, getting people scared, in my mind, about really nothing. I don't know how you look at it, Jay, but this is a bunch of nonsense.
It just seems like there's always something. And the latest is that there's a third probable monkeypox case under investigation on Oahu in a patient with no travel history. So trying to figure out where one came from.
Transferred through sexual contact. But now this week we saw something about it being transferred or transmitted through the air. So that's something to watch. Number 14 on our possible top five extras on the countdown has to do with a Webb Space Telescope. Did you see this? This is the newest of all the space telescopes, and it was hit apparently by what they've described as micrometeoroids. And apparently it knocked it off of its course a little bit. There's some photos that have just shown up.
Dust-sized.
Yeah, right, yeah. A very primitive asteroid. Remember, these things go back more years than you can possibly imagine. 300-400 million years, some of this stuff that's floating around out there. Wowie zowie. And number 15 of a possible extension to the Talk Radio Countdown list is Beyonce removing all of her pictures from social media. Why?
Yeah, her profile pictures are gone. All the other pictures remain, but her profile pictures are gone, which a lot of times artists will do to signify that, hey, something big's coming. So that's what a lot of fans are thinking. Is there going to be a new album? What's up? Something's in the works.
Wow. Do you care? Are you eager to see something new from Beyonce? Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Why not?
Yeah. Anyway, well, there it is. Just outside the top 10. We thought this would be an interesting way to look at some of the other stories this week. The issues on News Talk Radio.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Early returns in Alaska's special primary for the state's only U.S. House seat.
The Associated Press has not declared any winners, but the initial results show Republican former Governor Sarah Palin with 29.8% of the votes counted so far. Republican Nick Begich has 19.3%, while Independent Al Gross has 12.5%, and Democrat Mary Peltola 7.5%. Another Republican, Tara Sweeney, has 5.3%. 48 candidates have been running for the seat, held for 49 years by the late Congressman Don Young. The top 4 will advance to an August special election. The election was conducted primarily by mail, and election officials plan several days of ballot counts. I'm Ben Thomas.
Meanwhile, in the Senate, lawmakers have agreed on a bipartisan framework responding to the massacres in New York and Texas. It's a measured breakthrough offering modest gun curbs and efforts to improve school safety and mental health programs. Meanwhile, Republicans are pushing traditional Christian and family values as a solution to the epidemic of mass shootings, in addition to their calls to harden schools and focus on mental health.
House Minority Whip Steve Scalise pointed to a lack of school prayer when talking about gun violence.
You had 8 Air 50, 1960s. You didn't have those mass school shootings.
Scalise is not alone among Republicans in turning the focus to socially conservative values by calling for the increased presence of religion in schools in order to curb gun violence. Representative Mary Miller of Illinois said during a Second Amendment caucus press conference, quote, "Our children are suffering and we face a mental health crisis in our country because the radical left has spent decades removing God from our school and our society." Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Opponents of the British government's plan to deport migrants to Rwanda preparing for an appeals court hearing Monday. Prince Charles had previously described the policy as appalling. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Rory McIlroy finally delivers in Canada.
It took him 3 years to do it, but Rory McIlroy finally waited out the COVID cancellations to successfully defend his Canadian Open title. McIlroy birdied the last two holes to hold off challengers from Tony Finau and the PGA champion Justin Thomas.
I went out with a lead and had to shoot 8 under par to get the job done. So, you know, going up against guys like JT and Tony and coming out on top, that's something to feel really good about.
The Irishman was tied for the lead with Thomas with just 2 to play, but a 2-shot swing on the 17th secured the victory, his first title defence and his 21st career win on the PGA Tour. Tony Finau stole second place with the last hole birdie. Thomas claimed third. I'm Graham Agus.
Floyd Mayweather Jr., among 36 honorees inducted into the International Boxing Hall of Fame in a ceremony that included the past 3 classes because of the pandemic. Townhall.com. The president of the Brookings Institution goes on administrative leave.
This comes amid a federal investigation into retired 4-star Marine General John Allen's foreign lobbying. Brookings' announcement came a day after the Associated Press reported on new court filings that show the FBI recently seized Allen's electronic data as part of an investigation into his role in an illegal foreign lobbying campaign on behalf of the wealthy Persian Gulf nation of Qatar. Allen has not been charged with any crimes and previously denied any wrongdoing. Brookings Institution itself is not under federal investigation. John Scott reporting.
3 months after McDonald's suspended operations in Russia, its famous former outlet in Moscow's Pushkin Square back in business as the restaurant reopened under a Russian owner and under a new name. Check out more on these stories. Log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Frank Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
At Boost Mobile, you get the power of the iPhone SE when you switch, which means the power to stream your favorite shows, download all the music, the power to FaceTime your ex.
It's over. Stop calling me.
On second thought, don't call your ex. Switch now and get an iPhone SE for $0, all on one of America's largest 5G networks. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and 1 per line, excluding tax. Additional restrictions apply. 5G not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com for details. And stop calling your ex. She doesn't want to hear from you anymore.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Seven after the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program presents our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, Talk Radio Review. Jay Kirshner is with me. Jennifer is ill this week. Jennifer Horn normally would join us here for these discussions. And from time to time, we'll get talk radio hosts from other stations, some of the stations that are carrying the program, to visit with us to have their thoughts, their comments about what's going on in the world of news talk radio. This list is prepared by Talkers Magazine every week and appears on their website, talkers.com, and also at dougsteffen.com. You can go through the stories at your leisure. You can listen to this. Amazing how people, Jay Kirshner, as I said, is with me, how people, Jay, listen and they, let's say they record the program, they stop after, let's say I've gone through the top 10 or I'm going through the top 10, and at number 6, they stop. And they come up with, people, I've heard from people, they sort of do their own talk show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just kind of, and that's fine. Use it any way you want. This is here for you to listen and learn, if you will, and participate as well with us. How do they How do they register or chime in on social media, Jay?
With the different top ones that are going on?
Anything. Anytime anybody's got anything to say to us that they want to share, since we don't really take telephone calls for any number of reasons, but if people want to express themselves, we had some really, because since you've been here to really perk this all up, we've gotten every week hundreds of comments from people all around the country and around the world who listen to this program, because you can listen to it on CRN.com. You can hear it on TuneIn, et cetera, any number of radio stations that carry it on the iHeart channel as well. So there's input from everybody, and people, they want to be heard.
Yeah, for sure. And there's no doubt about it that of all of the conversations happening this week, the biggest is gun control, gun reform, gun responsibility, the Second Amendment. That has been really the biggest hot topic of all conversations happening. And you have a lot of, you have some kind of different name calling, which we typically won't read on, we won't read that stuff on air because there's just no time for that. But there's also so much well thought, well written opinions that regardless of what your opinion is or what side of the aisle you fall on, you can't help but feel like, okay, I may have a different opinion than you do, but I respect that opinion. And you see a lot of that. There's not so much, there's not a lot of fighting anymore. There's a lot more respect being given, and it's just, that is so nice to see. And
that's
so
for
welcoming.
Our listeners. That's the thing
our
about
listeners,
this program.
Yes.
Yeah, our listeners are like that. Not so much with listeners to other programs or social media. I'm encountering some of this stuff because I'm on a few committees in the community that I live in Massachusetts, and there's local blogs with people who are cowards that have things to say, but they don't sign. They use phony names, or they put their names are redacted. So what good is that stuff's useless. It's a waste of time. Pay no attention to those things. Ignore them. But they're there. I suppose maybe it keeps people occupied or keeps them from doing something else. If they're acting out on social media, they're not acting out another way. So maybe there's a good that's kind of like the neck, the bottle, right? The bottleneck, and taking the cap off and letting some of the steam out. I guess that's partially what it's good for.
I always feel like, you know that saying that we tend to be not more angry, but the people we're closest with. We do tend to let a little bit
people
of our offense out on the people that we trust to let our feelings out and all of that stuff. So I always think when people are just so beyond awful to other people that they've never even met on social media, how do they actually treat the real people in their lives?
Great question. Yep. Food for thought, actually, for a lot of you who might be thinking or maybe have participated in that sort of thing. All right, let's go through the stories and the people list from Talkers Magazine at number 10 on the list. The weather around the country, that's been pretty much a conversation every week for quite a long time, actually.
Yeah, is it considered extreme weather still when it almost seems to be the normal?
Well, the side of this that I think I brought up once or twice on our weekday program had to do with a study, and I wish I'm going to see if I can find it because I had it in front of me at one point, and I don't have it in front of me right now. But the study goes back 4 million years. And it shows the research that's been done about what the you can find out from getting into the core of the Earth what the weather was like at any time from 50,000 years to 4 million years to whatever. And apparently the weather on the planet 4 million years ago is exactly like the weather that we're experiencing right now. And hello, there was no gas. Hello, there was no combustible fossil fuel being used, and food for thought anyway. Okay, at number 9, Elon Musk, who's number 10 on the people list, and his Twitter thing. I don't know whether we spend any time. Let me just go through the stories, then we'll go back and we'll pick and choose some of the ones we want to talk a little bit about, Jay. Let's do that. Number 8 on the list is immigration and the insecure border that we have. Number 7, COVID, which is getting kind of a resurgence here and there. Not the serious stuff, but still people are getting sick with it. The war in Ukraine is number 6. The Kavanaugh incident at his home, that's a pretty bad thing. We'll talk about that. Number five. Number four, gun violence. Number three, the January 6th hearing. Certainly a lot of talk about that and deserves some attention. The economy is number two. And the primaries this past week, how some of the Republicans did unexpectedly, is that a warning to the Democrats, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. On the people list, Elon Musk is at 10, Pukin Putin is at 9, Brett Kavanaugh is at 8, Mitch McConnell 7, Mike Pence 6, Liz Cheney 5, Janet Yellen 4, Chesa Boudin, San Francisco, is number 3, Donald Trump is 2, and Joe Biden is number 1. Plus, during the course of the countdown this week, we'll have a few countdown extras for you, for us to cogitate, if you will, to consider. At 13 past the hour, we get to some of the specifics about the items on the charts right after this.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. Or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance7.com.
Back on our Talk Radio Review, a service of the Doug Stephan Good Day program. I'm here with Jay Kirshner. Some of the stories in review, I think number four, is something that deserves a good deal of attention, Jay, as the latest. This is something as we go into the weekend. This will be discussed over the weekend along with all of the other things, the points of interest continuing. I mean, what are we doing about the latest incident? Three were killed. One person was injured, a shooting in Maryland at a manufacturing facility. The exchange of gunfire, state troopers were there, three employees. It's called Columbia Machine. It's in Smithburg, Maryland. The sheriff's office said that the first law enforcement officer showed up on the scene, confirmed how many were dead. A state trooper who exchanged gunfire with a shooter on a road near the attack got hurt a little bit. I guess the suspect is in jail.
In custody at the hospital, yeah. Yeah, right. 23 years old, shot fellow coworkers, killed the three, same, injured one.
It's the same damn story. A white kid angry about whatever. Did he work there? Is that what the story is? Was he fired? I'm trying to put the reasoning together for why these things happen, and oftentimes this sort of a thing in a specific place comes as a result of somebody feeling aggrieved, feeling like they, you know, all of this gun violence, you can trace it back a lot of times to somebody who's angry at a teacher in a school. They're angry at the doctor because their back doesn't get fixed the way it was supposed to, or they're, it's just all anger, all sort of things that come from people, as I look at it, the naivete
despair
of people thinking that there's perfection. You said I was going to get better. Okay, well, I tried, but I wasn't able to fix what's wrong. Okay, I'm going to shoot you. You know, that kind of stuff. Go ahead.
I don't know, just say with the shooter being in custody, there's just something that when the shooter is killed, it's oftentimes very difficult to figure out what the motive was. Mm-hmm. Why, and especially if that shooter had no prior connection to the venue or the location or the people. And this time, this was a place he worked. These were his colleagues, his coworkers, and he is in custody. So it just feels like there is an opportunity to find out more information from the shooter themselves when they are taken into custody. And I don't know if that's enough closure to make any of this okay. But sometimes it just to know a why of it or what it was, it just puts more pieces of the puzzle together.
I think most of the time, in this case, by the way, the sheriff and law enforcement were right on it. The state trooper, this is an example of, from what I can tell anyway, looking this over, of the police doing what they were supposed to, which is what we expect. We expect the police who are trained to protect, community's police cars, it says to protect and serve. I think it says that on some of the TV show cop cars, too. And so I think I've seen it in L.A. So, okay, that's your job. That's what you put your life on the line. Many officers do every day, and so that's what you sign up for. It's not like you weren't expecting, hopefully, you weren't expecting not to get into a jam from time to time, because especially these days, that's what's going to happen. That's what you're going to encounter. And I wonder if that's the reason, among others, that not as many good people are getting into the police business, as they say on Blue Bloods, the family business, because they don't want to put themselves in harm's way. You know, sometimes people think of police work as directing traffic and things like that. So, and there are a lot of different aspects to it, and that's one of the problems. The police are expected to do too much. Okay, we continue here on a Talk Radio Review. Stand by.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your host, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReddingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco & Brew.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
RHU for their hospitality here, and this is a great radio studio. The number three item on the story list this week is the hearing situation, the updates, the descriptions that went on. I've said on the air, and apparently sort of incorrectly, because I didn't have a lot of the information, and normally when these things go on, Jay, I tune out because it's usually the same old, same old. But for some reason last night, as I was crawling into bed and thinking about a lot of different things with regard to the radio program, I turned this on, and the hearings were on every channel. Every channel had Liz Cheney and the chairman and the members. But Cheney seemed to have hit her stride and get the attention, a lot of the attention, because of her being a Republican and being so critical of Donald Trump. Here's an excerpt of what she said last night during the hearing.
We don't swear an oath to an individual or a political party. We take our oath to defend the United States Constitution, and that oath must mean something. Tonight, I say this to my Republican colleagues who are defending the indefensible. There will come a day when Donald Trump is gone, but your dishonor will remain.
I understand the psychology of Trump and how he uses whatever tools he has in his own personal closet to get people worked up. There wouldn't be a Donald Trump if there wasn't something wrong. That's the way I look at it. Even though, for me, Donald Trump is the wrong president. Not because of his philosophy or what he's done in terms of some good things to fix problems in the country, but because of his personal demeanor, I think the kind of things, and that's what most people have in terms of problems. But looking at the video as that hearing continued, Jay, of these people breaking the glass and climbing in the window and treating the Capitol as if it was just some other building, and the complete disrespect, and them keep calling, you know, they call themselves patriots and real Americans and stuff. That's offensive as hell to the rest of us who don't believe in violence, who are concerned about the way the country. Hey, listen, you think I like Biden? No. Am I going to go to the White House and throw rocks through the window? No. Maybe in part because I'd get shot if I did, but that doesn't accomplish anything. These people didn't accomplish a thing except embarrass America and embarrass themselves. You look at the way the rest of the Republicans have sort of gone, and this is what's coming out in the hearings, you know, go to Trump and get him to try to do something, and he didn't. That's what's pretty outrageous. I'm going to talk a little bit when we come back about what Sean Hannity said during these hearings as well. We'll continue on the Talk Radio Review.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Major in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life.
Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, this is Al Robertson with my dad, Phil. One of the things that we've noticed is, you know, people start losing their hair many times early in life. Now, Dad, you managed to hang on to yours. Have you got some secret?
Yeah, get on this Keep Fair, you'll be a hairy guy like me.
I've got a little gap coming up on top of mine, so I know the hair loss sometimes can be a touchy subject with guys. And so what Keeps does is help you hang on to your hair. It's clinically proven. It's FDA approved. They have hair treatments available online. They have a physician there, so I want to make sure you get the right product for you. Make sure it's safe. There's no waiting rooms. There's no pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. That's half the cost. If you have any questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. So if you're a little tired of those balding jokes, go to keeps.com/Phil. 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Phil, PHIL. Keeps.com/Phil. Hang on to you.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlize Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlize Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlize will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlize today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlize Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlize Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlize Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlize Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlize Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlize Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Eligible orders are delivered right to your door with no membership required. For more information, to register your benefits, and to start saving today, visit amazon.com/snap.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Being led by extremists. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. It's a wonderful convenience to be able to turn on the television and see the news. In just a few short moments, we can be informed about things that are going on all over the globe. But there's a price to pay for this convenience. And it's that we're being inundated with extreme language. Headlines need to grab your attention, like the title of this segment. And to do that, news stations use extreme language that elicits a strong desire for us to tune in. So be mindful about what type of language your brain is taking in when you watch the news, because that language is directly impacting you. Stay informed for sure, but just be aware of the type of words that are shaping your mind. For more awareness about the world, listen to my podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio now from the folks that are associated with me on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer is out ill this week, so we've got Jay Kirshner, who's always here with me now, and thoughts of sugar plums dancing in their head for Christmas. I have thoughts of Hannity. I watched, as I was talking, if you're just joining us, we were having a conversation about the number three issue this week on the story list, the January 6th hearings. See, all along, I think the reason that I kind of lost interest in it is because the investigation, which is now part of the discussion, the investigation this committee has done to look into what happened on January 6th, that's where I kind of got lost, because it seemed to have gotten bogged down. But if you watched on Thursday night, the hearings with the various members of the committee and people in the audience who experienced what actually happened on January 6th, I think you get a different picture. I got a completely different picture of what I thought happened, because of the video that hadn't been seen before, because of the prodding of some of the members of the committee. Liz Cheney, obviously, because she's the ranking Republican on the committee and believes that Trump is dangerous, and a lot of people who haven't liked her because of her position on this. But given the fact that she's kind of Republican royalty, the Cheney family, Dick Cheney, her father, was vice president. He was a secretary of two or three different departments, been involved in federal government for a long, long time. I've never really been a fan of his, but that has no bearing on this. I kind of do like her. Got a lot of spunk, and she's smart, and she hit the nail on the head, in my opinion, with the things that she said last night. I'm a strayed Republican. I don't like what's gone on in the Republican Party. And people say, well, where are the real patriots? Where are the real Republicans? You know what? Who says who? You can say that, and you can believe it, and that's swell. But for me, you're not the Republican Party, at least that I grew up. You may be today's Republican Party, but what's that going to do for you? And then you can say, well, look at the story list that you went through. Look at what happened this week at the primaries. The seven states, especially in California, where the Republicans made some pretty strong gains. So maybe the Republicans aren't so bad. My response to that would be, as an alternative, the Republicans in many cases, or some cases in California, I guess I'd use that, and if Jennifer Horn were here, she could add to this. The Democrats are so bad in California that anybody looks better than the Democrats. That's kind of the way I'm looking, at least in some of the states, like the primary that on the people list, Jay, the recall DA in San Francisco, Chesa Boudin.
Oh yeah,
that was
shocking for a lot of people who were witnessing. But even look at how we talk about the political parties always fighting. It's always the right versus the left versus the right. But it's happening within the parties themselves. You have the right versus the far right, the left versus the far left, and it just seems like everybody is just so combative anymore, even within their own political parties.
Well, there's so much combat, mostly because of social media. I mean, look at the stuff that came out in the hearings that has been a result of what was recorded by social media, things, comments that were made, videos that were made, things that we might not have seen otherwise. And you see the anger, and you hear the vitriol, and one guy, I remember, he was interviewed by some news guy, and he said, I'm here, I'm standing up for my country, and I'll give my life if I have to. What are you giving your life for? What is it that you think is going on? Because Trump, you think, was robbed of the election? Listen, pal, Trump wasn't robbed. And if he was, it was his own fault. As much of a conspiratorialist as I can be from time to time, and I'm sure there's plenty, you know, all the talk about voter violation, all of the irregularities in voting, and people being disenfranchised, they can't vote because they don't have identity, or, they need to have a mail-in ballot. All of that stuff is nonsense as far as I'm concerned. I'm holding with the traditionalists who say, take a ballot, a paper ballot, fill it out, bring it to the box and put it in so you know your vote actually counts. That's what I do, and that's what a lot of people I know do, and you should insist on that because that's really the only way you know that people can't fiddle the mail ballots. Are you kidding? That's the biggest source of any kind of ripoff you can possibly... How do you know who's opening the mail and what they're doing with your vote? Even if there are people watching... There's all kinds of skullduggery that's gone on. And these damn voting machines, these electronic computers supposedly, there's always a problem with them. So, you know, you can listen to people say that voters are being like Georgia, being disenfranchised. I think that's a lot of poppycock. That's just not the way it really, in my world anyway. Maybe because I'm not living in the world with others, but I can tell you there's a common sense component to this. Common sense dictates to most people who have any that you ought to be able to prove who you are to vote, and you ought to be able to go into a voting booth, cast your ballot, and make sure that it's been counted. I think that's what the American way is all about, and that's what's required. Yeah.
Not more than once.
Right. Well, I've done that a couple of times, but to make a point, as you know. I was talking to go back a little bit to the discussion about the hearings. So I was watching Sean last night, and I was taken back. I actually found myself listening to him and agreeing with his point. He's not disagreeing with the findings of the hearings, but he is suggesting that there's another component to it which they are not taking up, or at least you haven't heard this so far, and that's where was everybody else? Okay, so the Capitol Police are looking for help. Where was it? Why didn't Nancy Pelosi or the Sergeant-at-Arms or other people? Nancy Pelosi is supposedly a Speaker of the House in charge of that building, in reality. So she was hiding in her office. She'd get up, pick up the phone and say, hurry up, get the National Guard here. Hurry up, get the police. There's no evidence that she did. There's no evidence that anybody did. So that brings to light a couple of questions. One, did they want this to happen so they could make Trump look bad? Or are they just so incompetent that they don't know what to do when faced with something like this? I think there's probably a little of both.
Or did everybody think somebody else was going to do it, so then they didn't?
Right.
And even the people who went inside, again, like you mentioned, people were breaking windows and, you know, crawling in, and that's definitely trespassing. That's breaking and entering. But then you have the people who they just walked through the door because they were permitted to do so at that point, after a certain point. And you also kind of can't blame the security and police officers when they were given that was what they were told to do, to kind of more so protect everybody else. So more people didn't lose their lives from rioting and all of that. So it's just, it's so messy. It is so dang messy.
It is messy. Yeah, it's very messy. But I do think that the questions that Sean asked about who was not, you know, okay, so one group didn't do their job, so that kept everybody else from doing their job. In essence, that is a good question, frankly. And that's what rings the bell. Okay, so, you know, Sean's going to have to do something to oppose what Liz Cheney and the committee is doing. And he came up with a pretty good one, I think, with that question. It is a good question. And it'll be interesting to see if these hearings, as they continue, deal with that. Hopefully they will, so that it won't look like a one-sided hatchet job. But I'll tell you, Trump looked really bad as they went through some of the video, some of the things, and the testimony of the people in government who were Trump people, people that were in the cabinet, people that were in the White House as, staff, all of them, his family was on him to go public and get these people to calm down. Instead, he threw gasoline on the fire with the comments, you know, that you heard. And so in my mind, frankly, and I know this is not going to be popular with a lot of people who are listening, this stuff completely disqualifies Trump from ever running again for anything, in my mind. Not that I'd vote for him anyway, but these sorts of things are not, this is not appropriate. This doesn't move America ahead. You can think that, you know, Biden's a boob and he's destroying the country, and I might not disagree with you too much. I don't know if he's not destroying the country, but he's not a good leader. In my mind, he may be. I used to. we keep having this waterfall every 4 years of who. I've said this many times. I don't think there's been a good president. I think Clinton was a pretty good president, despite all of his personal foibles. I loved Ronald Reagan. Mm-hmm. But after that, George Bush was a bumbling boob, and going into Iraq was the worst decision made by a president in decades, as we found out. And so from that point and his stumbling and bumbling, I don't think Obama was any great shakes. I think there was too much one-sided focus on things that ought to have had a more universal approach to him. I think he's a likable guy. I think George Bush is a likable guy. I don't think Donald Trump is a likable guy, but we tend to, you know, some of the presidents we've had, you go back to Richard Nixon, oh, he was hated.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
nobody liked him. And, you know, so you think about, it's not likability here that we're talking about. It's can you get the job done? And Nixon actually did some things, although he was a despicable cur. He got some things done. I think Trump got a lot done, frankly.
He did.
He's also a despicable cur, personally, anyway. And I don't, Biden's not a despicable cur. He's a nice, kind of good guy, but he's a horrible president. Awful. Ay, ay, ay. All right, let's continue with this in a few moments.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with the overview, the list of the stories for this week of June 6th through the 10th, according to Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists at DougSteffen.com and at Talkers.com. At number 10, the weather, the elements of extremity, if you will. Look at all the things that happened in New Jersey during the past week. The number 9 item on the story list has to do with Elon Musk. At number 8, immigration, border security, that sort of thing. It seems to be almost a natural here every week. COVID is 7. Russia and the war are number 6. The Kavanaugh incident's number 5. Gun violence is 4. January 6th is 3. That's zoomed back up in my mind to a very important position. I'll tell you why during the course of our countdown. The economy's number 2 and the primaries number 1. Those are the stories this week, according to Talkers Magazine.
Gallatin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039, 800-793-9039, or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance, the number 7.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The People List from Talkers Magazine. Doug Stephan here going through all that. My name is not on the list. At number 10, the name on the list is Elon Musk, for rather obvious reasons. Number 9, most of the people on the list are here for obvious reasons. Vladimir Putin is at number 9. Brett Kavanaugh is at 8. Mitch McConnell at 7. Mike Pence at 6. Liz Cheney is 5. Janet Yellen is 4. Sessa Bodine is 3. Donald Trump is 2. Joe Biden is 1. As you can imagine, I don't know if you've been watching these hearings. I have a renewed interest, if you will, in them, given some of the input, some of the videos, some of the things that have gone on this past week in the hearings. So, I mean, it's obvious that's why Donald Trump is at number 2 and Liz Cheney is at number 5. So those things all get explored as we go through our Talk Radio Countdown show. You have friends here on the Talk Radio Review and on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Doug and Jake Kirshner with the overview of some of the stories. We'll continue this. We have two pieces of the pie here, the official Talk Radio Countdown show with Michael Harrison. Jay and I will do that because Michael's wrapped up in the convention, the annual Talkers Convention here this week at Hofstra University. I'm in the studios of WRHU. Great facilities, great. This is, if you've got anybody in your family or friends interested in going to school for communication, television, radio, this is the premier place in the country for that sort of thing. That and a couple of good schools in Boston, there's one, but this is a good school. Okay, so Jay, I'm going to get away from the hearings a little bit. Talk about the econ. Well, actually, no, I really want to talk about the primaries this week. We touched on the DA being recalled in San Francisco. There was an attempt earlier to, it seems to me, or maybe the movement is flourishing, but it hasn't gotten anywhere yet, to recall the DA in Los Angeles, who's as much of a boob as Boudin is. And you just wonder, again, we've gotten so extreme. One of the reasons is because people don't vote in primaries. So the primary season now continues through September. States here and there, there were 7 this past week. I think there are more, maybe not as many as 7 until we get closer to the fall in any given group of states. But for heaven's sakes, if you feel strongly about some of the things you've heard, the narrative here with us, and how strongly we feel about it, hopefully you feel strongly as well, because it's your future, it's your country. I don't want to sound kind of like a professor here, but if you don't know that the primaries are more important than the final election, then you don't understand how the system works. The system needs to have your input to weed out the crazies. That's why we've got Marjorie Taylor Greene and AOC and some of these other nutbirds, because they make it through the primaries because nobody's really paying attention. Anyway, it's where are we? At 10 before the hour. Thank you, Jay. This is the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in a
an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review, an overview of what's going on. And with me, I'm Doug Steffen. With me is Jay Kirshner, who's the queen of social media. And every week we have on the Doug Steffen Good Day program lots of comments from social media. So we thought we'd go through the top 10 comments this week from social media as relayed to us on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So what do we have? What's the comment that's at number 10? These are sort of random, I guess, anyway, Jay, right?
Yeah, a lot of thoughts on the Second Amendment and different mass shootings. Colleen Maxey Smith says, there's something terribly wrong with our people. Why are people killing our own people? I feel like there's something we're missing here. It's the quote-unquote why. Now all I'm trying to figure out is the safest and best country I should spend the rest of my life.
Uh-huh. All right, number 2 on the top 10 comments.
Oddball says, maybe stop reporting on it until all of the facts have been gathered. At this point, it just feels like it's fear-based for political reasons. The details seem to fade away after a couple of days or until there's something else to cause fear in the masses.
Yeah, well, there's something else to cause fear is there for sure. All right, number 3, another comment.
Dave Evernham says, stop putting it all over social media, giving other quote-unquote nut jobs an idea. And to tie in with this one, Linda Sanchez says, I agree, people are copycats.
That's for sure. So that would be number 3 and number 4. You have another item.
No, that's number 3.
Is that number 3? All right, put it together. All right, keep going.
John Pericle says, there are more shootings. Crazies attract more crazies. Studies prove it. But drum roll, they wouldn't be able to do it without guns.
Mm-hmm. So he wants to take all the guns away, it sounds like. Anyway, take guns away from people. Okay, let's have, are all the comments, the top 10 comments, pretty much all are focused on gun violence and the situation, which, by the way, is number 4 this week on our countdown. Most of
yeah,
the
yeah, that was definitely the hottest topic this week. Some other comments are about the high school graduation speaker who had an anti-gay marriage speech where Dan Meyer says, it seems as though there is no rule for what is out of bounds for any entity, special interest, or venue anymore. Workplace, entertainment venues, schools, libraries, all seem to be inappropriately used to collect people to certain platforms.
That's freedom of speech, Jay. Didn't you know that? That's all freedom of speech. That's what people are hiding. But I want to tell you what I think. Okay. Well, we have a radio program based on that. There's a lot of radio based on that and television as well. So these people now have a platform through social media. All right. What's number 7 on the list?
Greg Donahoe says, it's hard to say in this case regarding the commencement speaker. I don't think it was hateful. He's an alumnus of the school who stayed in the region, made a successful business, and serves on the board of an organization helping people with disabilities. These addresses are for the invited speaker to share what they feel has made them successful. It strikes me there is way too much attention on these comments. I doubt the media would care one iota about a school in a town with a population of 560 souls in central Ohio if it wasn't feeding some outrage machine. Doug lived in the region for a good chunk of his life, so I'd be interested in hearing his perspective on this, which we just got.
Yeah, beat you to the punch. All right, number 8 in terms of top 10 comments.
Krista Ann says, listening this morning on the mass shootings here in Ames, Iowa last week, a man went to church and killed 2 young women who attended Iowa State University and then turned the gun on himself. It's a senseless act and encourages people to keep praying.
It's cowardly. I think that's a better way. That's the way I'd put it anyway. All right, comment number 9 of the top 10.
Maria Heritage says that, this is regarding gas prices now, that she's tired of hearing everybody talk about how high the gas prices are and why they keep, or how they keep raising. She wants to know why it's happening and what anybody is doing to stop it.
Nobody's doing anything to stop it because we don't have any good leadership. And we have the energy companies gouging everybody. So you've got the Russian problem connected to a Middle Eastern problem. And now we have, it's like a perfect storm, frankly. All right, what's number 10? What's the last comment in the top 10?
At Deb One Keller tweeted us that she is tired of paying for gas when she's making minimum wage and the gas prices are more than that.
Mm. I know somebody who travels 20 miles in each direction, works on minimum wage, drives an old Ford pickup truck that gets about 7 miles to a gallon. I get it. I don't know how they do it either, frankly. And that's something to keep in mind, in my mind, when you go to the ballot box the next time. That's a very important component of our economic well-being. All right, Jay, good. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, top 10 comments this week from social media on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
At Boost Mobile, you get the power of the iPhone SE when you switch, which means the power to stream your favorite shows, download all the music, the power to FaceTime your ex.
It's over. Stop calling me.
On second thought, don't call your ex. Switch now and get an iPhone SE for $0, all on one of America's largest 5G networks. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and one per line, excluding tax. Additional restrictions apply. 5G not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com for details. And stop calling your ex.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The upper chamber strikes a deal on gun safety.
A group of 20 senators struck a bipartisan gun safety framework, marking a significant breakthrough in Congress's attempt to address recent back-to-back mass shootings. In a Sunday morning statement, 10 senators in each party announced support for the deal. A GOP aide involved in the negotiations stressed that Sunday's agreement was, quote, an agreement on principle, not legislative text. The most significant piece of the proposal would subject gun buyers 21 and younger to scrutiny of their criminal and mental health records as juveniles. It's proved tricky to write because each state has different laws governing juvenile records. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan is blasting the Saudi-based LIV Golf League as a series of exhibitions that spends billions to recruit players without getting a return on the investment. He also says players unaware they might face criticism for taking Saudi money are, quote, living under a rock. They're his first public comment since the suspended PGA Tour members who signed up for Greg Norman's new league and played in the first live event last week outside London. Cities in Russian-occupied southern Ukraine celebrated Russia Day on Sunday. Officials in one city who requested them are handing out Russian passports. Moscow seeking to solidify its rule over captured parts of the country. Meanwhile, Russia's military continues its shelling against Kharkiv.
Just 20 miles from the border, Kharkiv was a key target for heavy, indiscriminate Russian shelling from the start of the war. In some of the city's northern and eastern suburbs, apartment blocks have completely collapsed. In others, the tail fins of rockets are still protruding from buildings. In these built-up places, says Amnesty International, the routine use of unguided missiles by Russian forces resulted in more than 600 civilian deaths and at least 1,200 injuries.
That's Wire Davis reporting from the BBC. More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
The disappearance of a British journalist and an indigenous official has pointed a police investigation to an international illegal fishing network.
Freelance journalist Don Phillips and indigenous official Bruno Pereira were last seen a week ago as they were returning from the São Rafael community, but they never arrived. Helicopters hovered overhead as the Army, the Navy, Civil Defence, State Police and indigenous volunteers have been mobilised in the search. Police discovered human remains, which they said they were still analysing. Local Mayor Dennis Paiva: I hope the truth will come out. The truth needs to be said. There's no history of violence here. It's a municipality where most of the people, 80%, survive by fishing activities. The illegal scheme is run by local businessmen who pay fishermen to enter the Javari Valley, catch fish, and deliver it to them. I'm Karen Chamas.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Texas prison officials are resuming inmate transportation.
But they're doing it with much tougher security after a convicted murderer escaped a prison van and went on to kill 5 people. Texas Department of Criminal Justice authorities say inmate transportation does resume Monday with 3 officers on board instead of the previous 2. Authorities had suspended non-emergency trips after Gonzalo Lopez stabbed a driver and escaped a prison van last month. He killed 5 members of a Houston family before law enforcement officers killed him. Jason Walker reporting.
French President Macron's centrist alliance expected to keep its parliamentary majority after the first round of voting on Sunday, but will likely have far fewer seats than 5 years ago. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
And now, When Radio Was. Brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bellamy. Begin this time with the second half of an episode of the Jet Mini Program. And then we shift from the West Coast to the East and hear Larry Thor as NYPD Detective Danny Clover in the Elliot Lewis produced and directed series Broadway's My Beat. Well, speaking of Elliot Lewis, one of his early radio acting gigs was on Jack's show. He handled a few recurring characters. Then when cast member Phil Harris got his spinoff program, Lewis was cast as buddy Frankie Remley. It was one of radio's greatest guy-pal pairings. Now, this series also had one of those. What am I referring to? Well, none other than Jack and Rochester. They may have been boss and employee, but comically, they were equals. Let's get back to a broadcast from November 16th, 1947.
That's a very good song, Dennis, and your voice is better than ever.
Yeah, that's too bad.
What?
Well, if I didn't always have to keep singing on your Sunday show and my show Wednesdays, I'd be a great actor.
Oh, sure, sure. I suppose you'd be another Edward G. Robinson or a Ronald Coleman.
It was awfully nice of you to say that, old fellow.
Look, stop with those silly imitations, Dennis. You don't sound like Coleman at all.
Well, you thought so last week when I called and invited you to a party.
What? Dennis. Denny boy, you... You were the one that called me and disguised your voice like Ronald Coleman? You did that? Dennis. Dennis, answer me. Answer me!
Yeah, take your foot out of his mouth.
Oh, I'm sorry. Dennis. Dennis, how could you do a thing like that to me? Now I realize what a fool I made of myself last week. I don't blame Ronnie for being mad at me. I better call him up and apologize. What a foolish thing that is.
The Ronald Coleman residence?
Hello, is Mr. Coleman there?
Who shall I say is calling?
Jack Benny.
One moment, please.
You know, I feel better already. I mean, I'll explain everything to Ronnie. He'll understand. We'll be friends again. After all, we do have so much.
Hello?
Hello, Ronnie?
This is the butler again, sir.
Well, did you tell Mr. Coleman that I'm on the phone?
Yes, sir. And it's the first time he ever hit me.
Hit you? What's come over him?
I don't know, sir, but when I mentioned your name, he screamed, Jack Benny, Jack Benny. And then he mumbled something about dropping dead.
Well, never mind. I'll just write a note and stick it in his laundry bundle. Goodbye.
Goodbye, sir.
What happened, Jack?
Nothing, nothing. Ronnie wasn't in. Dennis, I can't get over it. How in the world could you think of pulling a trick like that?
Well, I don't want to take all the credit, Mr. Benny. Phil Harris helped me think of it.
What?
In fact, it was his idea.
Phil? Phil Harris? So it was Phil who put you up to it. Let me at that phone again. I'll fix it. Imagine two guys getting together.
Now, Phil Harris has read his residence. Algernon, the butler speaking.
Butler? Phil has a butler.
Why not? He's got two shows, you know.
I know, I know. Let me talk to Mr. Harris.
Okay, okay. Keep your shirt on.
Some butler. What I'm going to tell Phil is plenty.
Mr. Harris, social secretary speaking.
You like that? A butler and a social secretary. Having two shows has certainly gone to his head. Put Mr. Harris on the phone, please.
Just a minute. I'll tell Sabu to stop fanning him.
Sabu, look, tell Mr. Harris I want to talk to him.
Okay. Hey, Maharaja, get up off that Persian rug. You want it on the phone.
Okay. Alice, you can take off that veil and stop dancing. How do you like a guy like that?
Hello?
Phil, this is Jack.
Oh, hiya, Jackson. What kind of a vitamin pill is holding you up today?
Never mind, Dennis. Something I want to talk to you about.
What is it?
Phil, did you put Dennis up to playing that trick on me last week?
Oh, you found out about it, huh? Pretty good, eh, Jackson?
Pretty good. Let me tell you something.
I knew the way we did it, you'd appreciate the humor behind it.
Look, Phil.
You're the kind of a man who can recognize the basic fundamentals of satiristical comedy.
Phil.
Yes, sir. When it comes to a sophisticated situation that provokes mirth and laughter, you're the very first to perceive its true value.
Look, Phil, you can't pull the wool
over... as it should be, because you're not only a great artist, but a dynamic, scintillating personality.
I am? Phil.
Yes, sir. That's why the name Jack Benny is regarded by millions of people as the ultimate in the field of entertainment.
Well... Well, Phil, it was awfully nice of you to call me. And I certainly appreciate it.
That's okay. Goodbye, Jackson.
Goodbye, Phil. Oh, Phil, I got the most wonderful news to... Oh, I keep forgetting that letter was sent here by mistake. Goodbye, Phil. You know, Mary, that Phil is such a sweet guy.
I thought you were going to ball him out.
Mary, I'm too big for that. I mean, I'm the kind of a man who can recognize the basic fundamentals of satirical comedy.
Jack.
What?
Is that your head or is your nose stuck on some bubbaloon?
My head and put down that pin. Now, come on with me, Mary. I got to go downtown and get my driver's license. Hey, here comes Don Wilson. Don, what's the matter with you? You're trembling.
Oh, Jack, I just had the most terrible experience. It was horrible. A woman tried to commit suicide.
Suicide? How?
I was walking down the street and she threw herself in front of me. No! Fortunately, I stepped over her.
Good. With your stomach? How did you know? Well, I hope... Good, good.
I hope I'm not late for rehearsal, Jack.
Oh, Don, I should have called you. We're not rehearsing until tomorrow because I have to go and get my driver's license renewed. Come on, Mary. I got to get downtown. Here it is, Mary. Department of Motor Vehicles. Oh, here's the girl over here taking the application.
Can I help you, sir?
Yes, yes. I came here about my driver's license.
My, how'd you ever think of this place?
Well, you were recommended by some pedestrian, you see. This is one of the places they told me to go. Now, miss, my license has expired and I want to get a new one.
All right. Your name?
Jack Benny.
Name, Jack Benny. Sex, male.
Yeah, but they had him worried this morning.
Mary.
What's your height?
5'10".
Weight?
157.
Hair?
$1.98.
Mary, it costs more. She doesn't mean that. She means the color. Miss, my hair is sort of a palomino gray.
Oh, yes. I noticed you're wearing a side saddle. Your eyes?
A lazy lagoon blue. This suit I'm wearing doesn't do them justice.
All right, take this application and get in line at window 3 for your eye test.
Thank you. Come on, Mary, I gotta go to window 3.
Yes, sir, right over here, your name.
Thank you. This is where I take my eye test, isn't it?
Yes. Now, can you read the third line on that chart?
Well, not very well without my glasses.
Can you read the second line?
Oh, yes, yes. It says...
Would you mind taking a step back?
Not at all. Why?
You're supposed to be at least 1 foot away from the chart.
Oh, yes, yes. I did creep up a little too close there, didn't I?
And now, can you still read that second line?
Yes, that's ALXRB.
You're wrong. That's 13769.
Funny, am I making such a glaring mistake? Maybe I ought to put on my glasses. There. Is it all right to drive a car wearing glasses?
Oh, sure. I wear them, too. In fact, I think I'll put mine on.
Say, the rims on your glasses are just like mine, aren't they?
Yes, so they are. Now, looking at the same chart, I want you to... Say, you're right. That is ALXRB.
That's funny. Now it looks like 13769.
You're both wrong. It says Uncle Sam wants you.
Oh, yes. Now, what do I do next?
You have to take your road test. Go right through that door to the street.
Thank you. Come on, Mary.
Who takes the next driving test?
I do. Mary, we'll wait here. I'll be back in a minute.
Follow me.
I hope I won't be nervous. I haven't driven in an awfully long time. This is my car right here.
Now, before we start, I want to find out how much you know about a car.
Yes, sir.
Now, where's your gasoline tank?
In the rear.
Your gas line?
Under the chassis.
Your gauge?
38.
What?
Oh, I thought you said my age. The gauge. The gauge is on the dashboard.
All right, Mr. Benny. Start the car.
Yes, sir.
Well,
The motor must be cold.
Shall I crawl underneath and light a can of Sterno?
No, I'll try it again. Well, we're running along smoothly now. Is there anything in particular you'd like me to do?
Yes, get off the sidewalk.
Oh, pardon me. There. We're okay now. And I want you to know that I can really drive better than this, but I'm a little nervous with an inspector in the car.
I understand. Now try and keep your mind on your driving, Mr. Benny.
I will.
See that big truck in front of you?
Which one?
You can take your head out of the windshield now.
Look, Inspector, I can explain the whole thing. It's just that I was...
What's the matter with you? Can't you see where you're going, you dumb ox?
What?
You heard me. I got a good notion to haul off...
Beat him, driver!
Yeah, slug him!
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, driver. We ought to be ashamed of ourselves. Standing here arguing when on our feet lies a poor little dog. Come here, puppy. Up into my arms. Were you hurt bad?
Sorry. He's a nice guy.
Yeah. Anybody that loves dogs is okay with me.
Poor little puppy.
Hey, you know, Bud, you really are a nice guy. I had you all wrong. I'm sorry I flew off the handle.
Oh, it's all right.
I'll see that my insurance company fixes up your car.
Thanks. Come on. Come on, puppy. Let's go home now.
Jack, I just heard a crash. Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. Come on, let's get out of here.
Okay, but I thought maybe... Jack, what's that you've got cuddled up in your arms?
My toupee. Come on. Let's get out. Come on, let's get out. Well, Mary, I'm sure glad I got my driver's license. For a while there, I thought that... Excuse me. Hello? Eddie Cantor? Oh, hello, Eddie. Yes, I'll be on your show Thursday. By the way, how's Ida? Good. How's Marilyn? How's Janet? How's Edna? How's Natalie? How's Marjorie? How's Sam? Eddie, don't get excited. I just threw him in to make you feel good. Yeah, I'll see you Thursday. Goodbye, Eddie.
From November 16th, 1947, I'm Greg Bell, and next on When Radio Was, we shift from the comedies to a police drama. It's Broadway's My Beat, right after this break.
The popular Big Daddy Burger is back at Black Bear Diner. This massive burger sports two 10-ounce patties and a 6-inch sesame seed bun. Add 2 onion rings, a fried egg, bacon, cheese, pickles, lettuce, tomato, mayo, and dressing. And, well, you've got a burger challenge. This month, only at Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Lucky Miller's Deli Market has moved to their new location at 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors and the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Choose from a tasty half-pound burger, pepperoni pizza, sandwich or hot dog with a side of fries, potato or macaroni salad, and dessert. Eat in or call 530-691-4333 to place your order or order online. Lucky Miller's Deli and Market has moved to 2495 Athens Avenue, north of Crown Motors and the Cypress Square Shopping Center, where our food speaks for itself.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Come to me.
Was it you who called?
Me, Gwen. Gwen Victor.
Oh, you said...
What I said on the telephone don't hold a candle to the earful you're going to get. You want to come in now? Wait a minute.
Huh?
I want you to look at something.
What?
My face. Don't move a minute. I'll hold it up to the light for you. Now, you see him?
What?
You don't recognize, huh? You don't recognize where a lady's been crying tears and the marks they leave in her powder base. I didn't repowder specially so you could see where I've been crying. See? Those two rows.
Well, that girl you told us about on the phone, the girl who was hurt?
That poor thing. That poor little hurt thing. To fall at my feet like a wounded dove.
Look, take me to her. We're wasting...
We're wasting nothing, mister. You gotta be filled in, don't you? I know you, mister. You gotta be filled in.
Then you'll take me to the girl, huh?
Then I'll take you to the girl. Because right now, from her and her condition, you'll get nothing. Just from me.
All right, Miss Victor, you tell me.
I'm a lady who's got a big heart inside her. I want you to understand that. Then you'll understand why it's happening like this.
Well, go on.
I got a very big heart. It's one of the reasons I sit out on the stoop nights, in case my roomers want to gab a little in the fresh night air, in case they need advice on certain matters or the loan of a kind word.
About the girl.
It's what I'm coming to. Oh, the poor girl. Tonight I sit on the steps. My roomers have drifted to wherever. I'm alone by myself on the stoop. A car rolls down the street, lets a girl out. Whoosh! The car rolls on. The girl walks toward me, staggering like from the bottle. Flop, She falls at my feet. I lean over her. Honey, baby, I say to her. Honey, baby. She whimpers to me. Help me, help me. I see she's been knifed. I yell for Doc. Doc!
Doc?
Doc Roundtree, my oldest roomer. I yell for Doc. We lift and carry the hurt honey girl into a vacancy I happen to have at the present.
Now you'll take me to her.
Just so you'd understand about me and Doc. Now, come on. How is she, Doc? How's our honey girl?
She's sleeping, Gwen. She's dying.
Ah, you poor baby. You poor sweet baby.
Gwen.
Huh? Oh, him. Don't worry about him, Doc. He's fine. Best of health. He's from the police. He came for our wounded bird.
Good night.
Now, come back here, Doc.
Now, look, mister. Look, all I did was try to help her pain a little. I didn't do anything unethical. I didn't even try to wash the wound. I just held her hand. Try to make it easy for her.
Doc's trying to tell you he ain't practiced in 12 years because Doc ain't supposed to.
I did nothing unethical. A man has to be kind. The only way that's left to him.
Dying girl in a fifth of bourbon had Doc that way, huh?
Well.
How long has this girl been here?
I called you, mistress, right when it happened. Couldn't be more than 20, 30 minutes since.
Either of you ever seen this girl before?
I've been sitting on my front stoop for years and years. This particular honey girl is a total stranger to me.
To you too, Doc?
To Doc Roundtree, too.
Where's her purse?
Now, you could stick your nose in every cranny of my rooming house, mister. You won't find it, because she didn't have one.
You mean...
Like you see her now is how she was when she fell to my feet. All she was carrying was this knife cut. That and a very pained expression around her mouth.
No identification.
Just what Doc said. She's dying. Oh, baby, honey, baby. Fever, huh? You just let Gwen...
Act of compassion. Miss Victor rinses out a towel clean in Hotel Emerson, Baltimore, Maryland. Embroidered in blue, lays it against the girl's forehead. And Miss Victor gains thereby an approving nod from Mr. Doc Roundtree. Then the two of them, alerted to reality by the sound the street makes, look at each other, then down at the girl, then up at me, then shake their heads. Tenement tableau. Stay with it until the stretcher is brought in, until a wounded girl is lifted up and taken away. Then leave. Home now, and two more pages of the novel while coffee boils. Two more pages propped against the sugar bowl. Bed, and finish the chapter a few seconds before sleep. Next day, look at it through the window, yawn at it, make silent comment about it. And all the day does back at you is get later. So get dressed, get with it. Breakfast and headquarters and the entrance upon the arena of life of a gladiator who just happens to be named Tartaglia.
Danny?
Come on in, Gino. Well, what's in your mind?
I bring you this. There is no frigate like a book to bear us lands away.
What?
I give you a book which I have finished and which gave me great enjoyment, which is now yours so that you can also enjoy. The fact that it is bound on paper is no reason why you should knock it.
Well, I'm not knocking it, Gino. I think it's very nice of you.
In the twanger, perhaps you will find a new hero, even as I did.
That's the hero's name, the twanger?
A guitar-playing fellow who goes about the world having adventures. I tell you, Danny, I've read a lot of
Gino,
books in my time. But this fellow, when he lays aside his guitar, how two-fisted can you get?
Gino, please.
Pardon me. I guess I was carried away.
What else have you got for me?
A solitary item. Identification on the girl who was found late yesterday stabbed from a moving car.
Oh? Who is she?
From fingerprints taken from her by technical and code numbers wired post-haste to Washington and return, she is none other than Sybil Crane.
None other than...
Sybil Crane, formerly employed in the factory which undertook the manufacture of government-contracted items, which is why her prints are on file.
Who does she work for, Gino?
Superior Tool and Die is a bookkeeper, Danny. Here.
Yeah.
Here's the address right here. And here, if you're going out, take the book I brought in case you stop for a sandwich or something, you can start it. Oh, you're going to like it, Danny.
Quad car ride. Downtown along the river and past the strollers who hold hands and may time. And past the bench sitters and pigeon feeders and the boat watchers. Day where spring joins up with summer. The chemistry of which produces something sad and sunny, a breeze made specially for the hair, and a smile made specially for the season. Left turn on 17th Street. Find an address. Superior Tool and Die Company. Show a badge. Get nodded inside. And wait, but only for a moment, because a young lady appears who has a badge of her own, who wears her visored hat on top of a platinum bun, who tells you she's been assigned to you, and let's go. Through drill press, where things get drilled, she points out to you. Through drop hammer, where, well, watch. You see? And lathe and shears, and delivers you, unscathed but more rounded, to the office of Mr. John Woodley, head of the bookkeeping department, who is waiting for you.
It's Mr. Clover, isn't it?
That's right.
Also, the gate phoned me you were from the police.
Right. A girl who used to work here, Sybil Crane.
Well?
Would you mind calling your personnel man or whoever? I'd like to have a look at her personnel records.
What do you want to know?
Look,
Now, wait a minute. I just asked you something. What do you want to know? Miss Crane worked right through that door. I can tell
then
you all...
Then tell me.
Bright girl. I paid her a young fortune. Well...
Well, what?
Well, practically. For a girl, she was a bookkeeper. You know what bookkeepers get, don't you?
No.
Miss Crane got top salary. More than anyone in the department.
Employer, employee, that's all, huh?
Well, that's all. Even if I'd had any ideas. Well, did you ever take out a girl where everything's a formula? Name anything and Sybil's got it broken down into numbers. Real bright. Maybe a genius. Excellent education.
Why isn't she working here now?
She wanted a real big raise. You'd think the company made a mint here, the amount she wanted. It just occurs to me, a policeman asking about her. Why?
It was in the papers this morning.
Well, I haven't looked at the papers. Does that make me uncooperative?
She was stabbed.
She dead?
She wasn't when I talked to the hospital last.
I hope she holds on. She dies and there goes a fine mind. Very shrewd. Analytical, that's the word I was looking for. Oh, it'd be a real loss. What else can I do for you?
Oh, just give me her employment card.
Questions, I mean.
Oh, just get the card, Mr. Woodley. I'll wait.
Danny?
Huh? Oh, how's Miss Crane, Doctor?
The thread that holds her life,
then
Danny.
Then she's still alive.
Alive? Yes, I suppose you would say that she was a...
From Miss Crane's room, come on. The visitor, the lady, Miss Victor, she said her name was...
Baby. Poor baby doll. Look at her. Look at her dead. She's dead, ain't she, Doc?
Yes.
You know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do?
Miss Victor.
$1,000 reward. How do you like that? A G-note for the
Please,
dirty louse
who... this is a hospital.
Take your hands back where they belong. $1,000, baby doll. Reward. We'll find out who killed you. Look. Look at her. Dead to the world.
You're listening to Broadway Is My Beat. We'll be back with more of our story right after this.
Diamond Detective Agency, guard against throat scratch, enjoys smoother strangling.
Silver screen legend Dick Powell stars as radio's Richard Diamond, the lighthearted detective who can be counted on for a quick quip or some saucy sarcasm.
But you'd be in bed by now, Rick.
My landlord short-sheeted me.
But in Radio Spirit's HCD collection, Richard Diamond's Surplus Homicides, there are plenty of serious situations to go along with the sass.
Where's the body?
Downstairs. Want to take a look?
Not especially. I told his mother I'd do something for him, and right now I don't seem to be able to think of a thing.
Get the killer. Help me.
There's also plenty of action to keep Rick on his toes, and listeners on the edge of their seats.
Then as I walked down the street, I... suddenly felt the nerves in my spine jump down into the pit of my stomach and goose pimples skidded up my back like scared rice. It was a feeling I'd had before. So without turning, I headed for the steps of a basement apartment.
Between the charm and the chases, Diamond delivers in 16 digitally restored and remastered adventures written by Blake Edwards. Radio Spirits also delivers with an amazing half-price sale for a limited time. Pay only $15.98 for Richard Diamond, Surplus Homicides. Just go to radiospirits.com now or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code RICHARD7 to save 50% off the regular price. Order today to pay just $15.98 for this HCD collection.
I know a few things I haven't told you about, and this almost puts a cinch on it. I want to talk to Young, and then I'll be down to see you.
But if Young tried to have you killed...
Oh, if he did, you can't prove it. Not yet, anyway, so sit tight and... when I get there, I'll show you how to catch a killer.
This offer won't live forever, so order Surplus Homicides today at Radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and remember offer code RICHARD7. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Attention laptop lovers, the ASUS VivoBook S14 has evolved. It's feather light. It's even more powerful than its predecessors, and it uses the latest Intel processors, Iris Xe graphics, and Wi-Fi 6, with ASUS Wi-Fi Master technology, so you can breeze through even your toughest days. With classy diamond-cut edges and a sleek all-metal chassis, the ASUS VivoBook S14 is all about the uniqueness of you. Open the lid, and a color-block enter key puts you center stage. VivoBook S14 lightens everything, your load, your tasks, your life, and brings out the very best in you. Do great things with the ASUS VivoBook S14 and with a free upgrade to Windows 11 when available. Head over to ASUS.com for more. That's ASUS.com for a glimpse at tomorrow's technology today.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
And now let's get back to Larry Thor starring in Broadway Is My Beat on When Radio Was.
The sunlight of a new morning strays through a springtime breeze, and for an instant, Broadway stops running, poises the cheek for the splatter of warmth, token that a fresh day is at hand, assurance that the nighttime is finally done and you can start to forget what happened last night. And the avenue is suddenly glitter, speckles of light to be held in the hand like a promise. But across the street, suddenly, the early trumpet spills out of the loudspeaker. Signal for morning's first frenzy. The blonde blows a kiss to nobody at all. And close by, a man leans against a doorway, spins a keychain, and grins. Broadway leaps into another day. And at headquarters, time for consideration, with tools at hand. Cigarette, warm coffee, glazed donut with most of the glaze missing. And Detective Mugovan, who likes them that way.
It's funny. At home, I can't eat breakfast. I get here to work, 4 donuts, no trouble at all.
You mind if I tell you you look it?
Yeah, I know. I'm going to have to start taking off the weight.
Dennison checking on the background of Sybil Crane?
That Dennison's a good boy.
Thanks so much for the information, Mugovan. I've been wondering for the last 9 days what kind of boy Dennison...
Yeah, he's checking.
Mind if I ask you something?
Why should I mind?
Have you checked with Dennison to see whether he's found out anything for me?
He hasn't found out a thing. Nothing we don't already know.
Oh, thanks, sir.
Better employment record on your desk?
Mm-hmm.
See it? Thanks. If Sybil Crane didn't lie when she was filling this out, she's a real brain, huh? That's funny.
What?
She left Woodley's employ a year ago, and what she did after that, like she vanished. I'll get it.
Don't bother. Danny Clover speaking.
You the man with the reward?
What?
In this morning's paper, $1,000 for information...
Who is this?
I'm Mary Dixon. I have information concerning, what the papers say about Sybil Crane. Where this information will lead to depends entirely upon how...
Where can I find you, Miss Dixon?
I am presently employed as 22nd floor maid of the Morrill Arms Hotel. When may I expect you?
About 10 minutes.
Make it a half hour, Mr. Clover. Then I'll be on the roof having my lunch. The third redwood chair from the chimney.
In a half hour, Miss Dixon.
Uh-huh, I'm Dixon. And you?
Police.
Uh-huh.
Well, a little while ago, you...
Yeah, I did. You know, there's never been a time in my life I wanted $1,000 as much as I do right now. In this weather, what a woman could do with $1,000.
All right, Sybil Crane's murder. Let's start with that.
She used to live here in this hotel. Corner suite, 15th floor. I was working 15. It's how I got to know her.
You'll tell me how, won't you, Miss Dixon?
Uh-huh, I will. I noticed Sybil first of all because, on my shift she was never out of her room. I'd make the bed. She'd sit on the floor and read to herself from a book. Never go out. One day I said, "What's so good in the book, Miss Crane?" And she told me. And from then on...
From then on what?
From then on, she got me to read a lot of books. I'd finish one list, and then she'd start me on another. Like a private teacher. I don't know what was with it, but I enjoyed. I learned things I never dreamed they wrote about.
And that's the information you want $1,000 for.
Uh-huh. That and how she'd call up room service on my time off and we'd eat together and have a couple of cocktails and talk. And then Bud would join us for culture.
Bud?
Bud Anderson, bellhop. He also got a lot of culture from Sybil, including more material things. Bud Anderson.
Is he...
No, he don't jump bells here anymore. He's got a shop of his own, 23rd and Lexington. His name right over the word books. Success story, huh? Bellhop to books to killer.
You're sure that he's a killer, Miss Dixon?
You talk to Bud, then send me the grand. Care of the Lincoln Suite, this hotel, huh? $30 a day a suite, and Dixon will be in it. Care for a banana?
And she peeled it for me, and took it in good grace when I refused. Waved me farewell with it.
Time to pause for a moment, but we'll be back with the curtain call right after this.
Cancel culture is coming to your bank, and holding the wrong political views might soon leave you out in the cold. I'm Bill Walton. On the latest episode of The Bill Walton Show, Todd Zwicky, Paul Watkins, and I discuss what is already happening, how the Biden administration is already pursuing this agenda, and what we can do about it. This progressive culture offensive is relentless. It's coming for you, and you won't hear about this anywhere else. Follow The Bill Walton Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today on Hey Culligan, soft water, cleaner environment. What do you say, Greg?
Hey Culligan, are you saying if I have a Culligan high-efficiency water softener, I'm also helping the environment?
It sounds like you're saying it, Greg, and yes, you are, because with the Culligan high-efficiency water softener, you'll use less detergent, soap, and harsh chemicals, and that's good for the planet.
Now you're saying it.
You bet I am, Greg. Soft water and a cleaner environment is already on the way. Let us help you out with free in-home water tests from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. That's 800-607-6864.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
And now let's wrap up this episode of Broadway Is My Beat with Larry Thor on When Radio Was.
Lexington Avenue now and bookstore. Anderson over the word books, which is over the legend, new, used, and rare. And inside, the zones of silence which follow around the browsers given to the mood literary. And to be noted, the round lady under the section marked Metaphysics, peering close at titles. Also the young boy searching knowledge in the large dictionary. Also the man in the back speaking into the phone.
All the information you could possibly want about the child is in this volume. Yes, step by step. Yes, that's the one, the book recommended by Dr. Douglas. Yes, that's right here in the table of contents. Of course, I'll send it right out to you. Thank you. Now, sir, what can I do for you?
Your name, Bud Anderson?
Just browse around.
The police.
Oh.
It's about Sybil Crane.
And?
A friend of yours, wasn't she?
And?
Mind if I make a suggestion, Bud?
Uh-huh.
Get the sign that says closed and hang it on the door. Explain to your customers that you're on your way to jail
for... So what?
Offhand, let's just say suspicion of murder.
Well, she liked me. She gave me dough. I opened this shop.
That's all, huh?
Strictly a business proposition.
You used to be a bellhop at the Moreland Arms, didn't you, Bud?
I used to be a lot of things. Most of them, like everybody else, I don't talk about. But yeah, once a bellhop. Day fellow with bags. I was studying to be a teacher, an honest-to-goodness teacher of tots, and I needed money for school. Get the picture?
Keep going.
Well, industrious, work days, study nights. Then guess. Sure you can. I met Sybil Crane. Instead of a tip for carrying her luggage, she gave me a smile. Later, I brought her back change. Months later, the conversation got around to this. Don't be a teacher, Bud. Be a book salesman.
How'd she get the money to set you up in business?
Her brain. I merely mentioned my love of books.
Just like that, huh?
Sure, a very brilliant girl. Could afford anything she wanted, which is very intelligent. You'll agree.
Who killed her?
Not I. That's the best answer I can give you for that question. Pardon me. Anderson's bookshop. Yes, Mrs. Poe. Well, I'm not sure. Wait, I'll look at it.
And leave him, an in-store arcade, past the eager, fleet-fingered probing of an old man through bookstall of stained and ancient books. Solution to the swift loss of another May Day, perhaps to be found in the rack marked Textbooks Used Mathematics. And into street now, walk with May problem for policemen. A girl flung from a car into nighttime of Tenement Street. Girl picked up kindly, carried to vacancy in a rooming house. Girl called for, carried to another room where her dying became official. Murder of Sybil Crane. Problem. Walk with it. And it becomes a cube pile of police headquarters. And it becomes tangents of sunlight splintering off dark cylinder of corridor. And something else.
Why, you miserable, dirty, useless old stray dog? You think I'd let you near me? Huh? Not with a 10-foot push broom. You booze hound? No good stray booze hound? You think I'd let you...
Why, good afternoon there, Mr. Clover.
Yeah, come on in and enjoy the afternoon, Danny.
What goes on here, Muggerman?
It's just that the Doc here and me have come to the point of me kissing him off, Mr. Clover. Doc and me...
You're fat, that's what you are, Gwen. And that fancy red hair you're wearing is nothing but a dirty old lie.
Enjoying yourself, Muggerman?
Yeah.
My office, you think I deserve a piece of what's making you feel so good?
Well, sure you do, Danny. A little while ago, there was a riot call. It seems Miss Victor here and Doc Roundtree here got to tapping each other with empty gin bottles.
We didn't need you, gentlemen. The doctor and I could have settled it quite peacefully. It was just that
fancy,
we...
Fancy, hoity-toity, listen to her. Gentlemen, quite peacefully, the doctor and I. All that money oil your tongue, Gwen? All of a sudden, you're rich. And all of a sudden, that makes you a lady, Gwen.
Why, you low-down, good-for-nothing quack. Quack, quack, quack.
Someone going to tell me what this is all about?
Make her tell you. Make her tell you where she got all that money. Money for awards, money for operation. Go on, make her.
Well, Miss Victor?
Well, I've been an ailing woman for the last 5 years. And I need to have a doctor go over me, a good doctor with a diploma. And if he happens to recommend an operation, why, it just so happens I'm in a position now to recompense him for his services.
I'm a good doctor, old moneybags.
I shall not even discuss it, if that's your opinion of yourself.
Operations are expensive, Miss Victor.
Yeah, don't I know, Mr. Clover. I've been putting a little aside for mine for 5 years.
Liar. Tell him how you got the money.
Crack, crack, crack.
I'll tell you where she got it. That dying girl, that Miss Crane... Gwen was at her all day to whisper her name to her, and she did. And Gwen here...
All the fuss. I just happened to mention to Mr. Woodley, down at the Superior Tool and Die place, I just mentioned it to him, that poor girl said his name before she died, and he...
He what? He what, Miss Victor?
Why, he just turned his back to me and from somewhere pulled out a fistful of money and shoved it right into my...
Have him locked up, Muggerman, then meet me downstairs.
Oh, Doc. Now look what you went and done.
Gwen, dearie, I didn't mean it.
Get with it, Muggerman.
quite a factory they have here, huh, Danny?
Uh-huh.
You're not going to believe this, but I've always wanted a little shop of my own.
I believe it, Mugger.
Hey, you know what that thing over there is? That's a Yoder hammer. You know what they cost?
I used to know, but I forgot. I don't want to know anymore.
You know what the trouble with you is,
don't
Danny?
Don't tell
you...
me. Just knock on the door.
Oh, hello, Clover. They phoned me from up front. You were on your way. Well, what are you doing here?
I brought a friend around I want you to meet. Mr. Woodley and Detective Mugger.
Hi. Come on in. Now, better? Less noise? You can concentrate easier? What do you want?
The factory makes you irritable, huh?
Look, I'm busy.
Yeah.
How much money did you pay off to Gwen Victor, Mr. Woodley?
Who?
A dame who whispered a name to you.
I'm supposed to have an idea what you're talking about?
A real good one. We'll just add the word blackmail, and you can take it from there.
Blackmail? Why should I pay anybody blackmail?
That's a good question. We'll take them one at a time. First, Gwen Victor paid her blackmail because she walked in here and said she knew a dying girl.
Dying girl named Sybil Crane.
Gwen found the girl with a knife wound, knew she was dying, took her home, sat with her for a day until she mentioned a name. Yours.
We got a nice place here. You notice that case of fittings near the drill press?
Now the question arises, relation between you and Sybil.
You'd be surprised how much those fittings cost per each.
Danny.
Hmm?
Now, that was quite a girl. Wasn't she quite a girl, Woodley?
Well, and how much profit there is in those fittings, and how many ways a bookkeeper can split that profit and still come out tidy. I can show you pencil and paper.
You're not paying attention, Woodley.
Oh, I heard every word you say. And I want to tell you something.
Well, go ahead.
I gave Gwen Victor part of the bookkeeping profits. Well, what kind of a fellow would you think of me if I wouldn't offer you the same arrangement?
Forget it, Woodley.
More. You'd be surprised the number you could ask for before I'd say ouch.
Sybil made you say ouch, didn't she? That's why you got rid of her.
Just a nothing type girl, Fellas.
That's the way we heard it.
Smart girl.
Very.
Especially with figures. Adding, subtracting, dividing.
Nothing type.
She was living in a $30 a day suite, Woodley. Gave people money to go into business. And she didn't have a job.
What you have on you, Woodley? Why were you paying off?
Look, why don't you guys talk sense?
All right, get off the bus. You're all through buying people.
Why were you paying off?
I liked her. I gave her little bonuses from time to time.
Let me tell you what's going to happen now, Woodley. Right now, right at this second, one of our men is going from bank to bank. He's going to find out where Sybil kept her money. He's going to find out how much she had, how often she made deposits.
The company's got a few nice contracts. Choice, cost plus.
You've been stealing.
Let me tell it, will you?
I'm sorry.
She helped. She showed me a way of juggling would knock your eye out, set up a system of books for me, and quit.
And you had to keep paying her.
10 times her salary each week.
She wanted more, so you killed her, huh?
10 times her salary. You know what it comes to? Half for you, half for him. Know how you could live?
Danny?
Uh-huh.
Isn't he spunky?
Yes, he is. You go far. Let's go, Mr. Woodley.
The Sybil Crane case from May 9, 1953. Lead actor Larry Thor was also a busy announcer, heard for years on Suspense, as well as a Jack Moyles-led adventure series that took place in North Africa. I'll name it, then wrap up when radio was right after this break.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, and I never thought that I'd ever lose.
MusicRewind.com presents The Nashville Hitmakers, a collection of 60 songs that helped inspire the Nashville sound movement in the 1950s.
She thinks I still care.
A little bit of tear left me down. Spoil my act as a clown.
Enjoy this 3-CD set of original recordings sung by Music City influencers such as Jim Reeves, Dolly Parton, Charlie Fry, Kitty Wells, Berlin Husky, George Jones, Patsy Cline, and many more. Order The Nashville Hitmakers at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 today and pay only $19.98. Plus, get reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code HITS77.
walking on quicksand, walk slow.
Get the Nashville Hitmakers today to experience this unique compilation of songs that has influenced the country music we hear today. Go to musicrewind.com or call 855-798-5556 to pay the amazingly low price of $19.98. Remember, it's 77 to save on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
So the other day, I had two brand new MyPillows on the kitchen counter. My daughter Andrea came over to the house and saw my MyPillows and said, "Dad, I love MyPillow. It really helps me sleep and keeps my neck from hurting." Hi, this is Kerry Hall. Guess who got the two new MyPillows? You know, I've been using MyPillow for the last 10 years, and they really do help you sleep better. MyPillows adjust to the way I sleep and help my posture while I sleep, so I don't get up in the morning with neck pain or back pain because I slept wrong. So treat yourself to a great night's sleep and order your MyPillow today. You can get your MyPillow for as little as $19.99. Simply go online to MyPillow.com/healthy, then confirm the promo code HEALTHY to take advantage of this great offer. Remember, you have to enter the promo code HEALTHY, MyPillow.com/healthy, or you can call 1-800-652-7865, 1-800-652-7865. Remember the code HEALTHY.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, I was talking about Larry Thor. We just heard him in an acting role playing police detective Danny Clover on Broadway Is My Beat. And I mentioned he was also a radio announcer, including working on a Jack Moyles-led adventure series which took place in North Africa. The answer is Rocky Jordan. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and that'll do her this time around. But please take a moment and visit whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by radiospirits.com. This is your announcer.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.